Play-by-play of tonight's game is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics. Now, here's KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
Welcome to Duncan Field. We're at Hastings this afternoon. The Class C2 State High School football playoffs today on 1230 KHIS. Today we've got the number one seed in the West of the 2010 playoffs. Hastings St. Cecilia taking on the number 16 seed in Bayard here this afternoon as they get ready to square off at Duncan Field. I'm Mike Will. I call the play-by-play for you this afternoon. Jimmy Purcell joins me alongside. 59 degrees at game time here this afternoon. Mostly sunny skies. In fact, not a cloud in the sky here today. Winds out of the northwest at 12 miles per hour. And Jimmy, we take a look at the first round matchup. Looks like a mismatch on paper, but I'll tell you what, the Bayard Tigers have come to play here, and they're fired up to meet the number one ranked team in the state of Nebraska in St. Cecilia.
Well, they really have, Mike, and when you come into a ball game and you're a heavy underdog, you've got to throw everything out the door that's happened in the early part of the season and the late part of the season. Bayard coming in, 5-4 record, just getting into the playoffs. They've experienced four losses, those being of North Platte, St. Pat's, Kimball, Perkins County, and also Chase County. But this is a team, you look at them as far as statistics go, oh, wow. This secondary for St. Cecilia is going to have to be on their toes today. Brandon Stewart will throw the football all around the field, over 2,100 yards, 25 touchdowns on the season. This is going to be something that Randy Aaron's defense has not experienced all year long with a quarterback that will throw it. As you heard Coach Tesmer in the pregame show, it reminds you of a lot of Texas Tech, the way they set up and sling the ball around. So a lot of targets out on the field. This will be a true test in a first-round game for St. Cecilia to try to get through and continue their march on to get to Lincoln and win a C2 state championship.
St. Cecilia has not allowed a passing touchdown all season long, so the Hawks have got that on their side here as we get ready to go here this afternoon. St. Cecilia has allowed only 20 points all season long, and only two out of their opponents, Jimmy, have actually got into the end zone. This is a defense that has been very, very good for St. Cecilia. They've got six shutouts so far this season.
Well, they're a very disciplined defense, and give Randy Aarons a lot of credit, the defensive coordinator for St. Cecilia. He's done a tremendous job and a lot of years that he has been here at St. Cecilia, but this by far has to be one of the best defenses that he has had in years. And boy, you look at some of the guys in the secondary. One guy stands to mind, the game we did last week, Philip Hamburger coming in, the starting quarterback. We talked about the injury situation to Ostrander in the preseason and giving the start to Hamburger, but he plays that secondary and he is quick. There is a lot of team speed back there. Really going to be excited to watch the matchups today with the Bayard wide receivers and the secondary of St. Cecilia. This ought to be a real test, Mike.
Bayard, as you mentioned, Jimmy, four wins, four losses on the season. They lost their last game of the regular season to Chase County, 44-27. The combined record of the teams that they have beaten so far this year, Jimmy, are just 4-28. So maybe not as tested as we might think as they begin the state playoffs here against a very good Hastings St. Cecilia team, a team that has really just rolled through their entire 2010 slate to this point. But when you get to the playoffs, who knows? You win, you move on, and you lose, you're finished for the season.
Well, there are a lot of football teams out there that have already checked equipment in, and they're starting to get hopes built up for the upcoming basketball season. And we got a couple of teams here, but exactly, you wipe everything off the charts, you start fresh. This is playoff time. Playoff football, and boy, what a beautiful afternoon considering the last 2 days here in Hastings. The winds have been mighty wind gusts up around 50 miles an hour. This thing would have been shaken yesterday, but the wind's just out of the northwest. We're ready to get things underway. Matt Kissinger will start things off for St. Cecilia in a beautiful sunny afternoon here in Hastings.
Spencer Jobman will jump back deep for Bayard. Brandon Bowers will go with him. Here's the kickoff. It's going to be a return here by Bayard as it takes a hop. It's going to be picked up inside the 10-yard line. Running the ball back is going to be Jobman. He is in trouble, and Jobman gets it out to about the 13 or the 14-yard line, and that is all she wrote. Joe Clark down there for Hastings St. Cecilia and the special teams to bring him down, so Bayard will start deep in their own territory. By the way, we'd like to welcome our folks from Scott's Bluff out on KNEB Radio in Scott's Bluff, joining us for the broadcast from Duncan Field here this afternoon. First down, 10 yards to go. Bayard has got the ball on their own 13-yard line. The Tigers will move from our left to our right here in the opening quarter of play. And this is a team that will throw the pig around a whole lot here. Stewart is averaging about 34 passes per ball game. He's going to throw it here on the first pass. He's going to be caught to the left side. That's going to be the running back out there, Michael Schmall, grabbing the ball. He brings it across to 15, out to the 16-yard line. We talked with head coach Philip Willian between the time they warmed up and the time we came up to the box. This is the Texas Tech offense. You mentioned it a couple of minutes ago. He went actually to a class down there, evidently, and they got this offense, and they really cater that to the Texas Tech offense that we see in the Big 12. Here's a pass to the near side. It's going to be incomplete. Trying to get it to a Spencer Job, and that was not thrown very well there by Brandon Stewart.
Well, the one thing about it, the first play they throw, just a real similar to Texas Tech, just that jailbreak screen, throw it over to the outside, and this is going to be a very quick offense. They do not huddle. They wear their wristbands, as we have seen so many teams this year in high school football. They wear the plays on their wrist. They're sent in from the sidelines from head coach Phil Willie, and the play's just about ready to get underway here. Third down and about 8 yards.
All right, Stewart is going to be in the gun. He'll throw it out here. It's going to be caught, complete at the 25, onto the 30-yard line. And brought down right at the 30. They bring the ball out there to Spencer Jobman again. So Spencer Jobman, who's got 54 catches for 720 yards so far on the season, grabs that one. He's a 6'1", 170-pound senior for Bayard. So the Tigers pick up a first down here on the initial drive here this afternoon. Here's a handoff now as they keep it on the ground. This time that's going to be Michael Schmall. The senior running back brings the ball to about the 32-yard line. So they don't run it very often, but when they do, it's usually small. He's got 78 carries, 610 yards so far this year, averaging 7.8 yards per carry.
Well, you have to be so disciplined as a defense to watch for the pass, and then when they loosen things up, they get the running game. That was a nice gain of four, and now Stewart again quickly out to the right side.
Yeah, they bring it out to Michael Schmall, this time coming out of the backfield, just a short gain before he is wrapped up there by St. Cecilia. Bryce Faber over here for the Blue Hawks to bring him down. So just like that, we're going to be looking at a third down situation here. Third down and about 7 yards to go. The pace of the ball game going to be a quick one here this afternoon.
It really is, Mike. And you look down there, that offensive line, a good line protects the quarterback. Boy, what a big boy down there. And Justin Johnson, 6'8", 320 for Bayard, to right tackle.
Here's Stewart across the middle. The pass is going to be picked off. It's going to be picked off at the 45-yard line by St. Cecilia. That's Jackson with the ball. He's across the 50. Gets it back to the center of the field, 45 to the 40, down to the 35-yard line. So Jackson picks it off for Hastings St. Cecilia. That ball was overthrown by the quarterback, Brandon Stewart. Cody Jackson picks it off. That's his fourth interception of the season. And St. Cecilia is set up in great field position. First down and 10 at the 36 of Bayard.
Well, and just an overthrown pass. A couple of receivers down the middle of the field, about at the 45-yard line, but the ball sailed long. And Action Jackson picks that off at the 40-yard line, takes it all the way down inside the Bayard 40. They'll spot it down at the 36-yard line. 10:14 left to go here in the first quarter. The Hawks now first series of the downs today.
Phil Hamburger up underneath center. He's going to hand the ball away. That's Jackson with the ball. Sidesteps a man at the 35. Brings it to the near sideline to the 30, and he's run out of bounds. Cody Jackson carrying the ball. Jackson, a 165-pound senior. Cody is up around the 1,000-yard mark, Jimmy. 118 carries, 788 yards so far this year. He has scored 15 touchdowns. Jackson is flat, got the job done for the Hawks this year.
Well, and you can add nine more to his total there as he totes it around left side, picks up some nice blocks. Good to see Ryan Sheehy back there. He was injured in that ball game against Sutton last week, but he's back for the start. He picks up a nice block there, picks up nine, second one for the Hawks.
They got the ball at the 27-yard line. Here's Hamburger, play action pass, rolls to his right, holds it, now throws it downfield. He's got a man out there. It is caught for, it's going to be dropped. He had it in his hands, and he dropped it. That's a Jordan Consbrook. He was wide open, Jimmy, in the end zone. That was right in his hands, and it falls through the hands down of the turf, an incomplete pass. That was a sure six-pointer.
That really was, Mike, and boy, everybody on the sidelines puts their hands on their heads. That one there, a good pass by Hamburger. By the time he seen Consbrook, I spotted him. He started out on the left side, just kind of run a little slant pattern, and got loose in the secondary. He was all alone back there, and just a nice pass with the breeze blowing kind of across the field. Philip Hamburger delivered a good pass. It falls incomplete, though, so it brings up third down and about one here for the Hawks.
From the 27-and-a-half-yard line of Bayard, St. Cecilia on the near side hash. They've got the ball. They're going to drop back to throw. Here's Hamburger. He just tosses it. Near side is going to be caught here. That's Ellie with the ball. Ellie at the 25 to the 20 to the 15, down to the 10-yard line. Devin Ellie carrying the ball there after the completed pass from Phil Hamburger. Ellie picks up some running room. That was just a little flip pass. Hamburger came to the near sideline, Jimmy, and just kind of flipped it, kind of shot put the ball down the field there. Devin Ellie coming out of the backfield, grabs that one and rumbles all the way down to the 9-yard line, first down.
Nice gain, 21 yards, and Phil Hamburger very unselfish there, as he could have just elected to run that ball. He had a lot of room, but he just tosses it over a defender, and Ellie picks up 21, a first down inside the 10.
That's Jackson going in motion. Here's a handoff to Ellie, the fullback trap. He's at the 5-yard line, gets loose. He's into the end zone, touchdown. A 9-yard touchdown run there by Devin Ellie, the fullback. That's his fourth touchdown of the 2010 season. So the turnover right off of the bat by Bayard, the interception by Jackson, and just a few plays later, St. Cecilia is into the end zone on a 9-yard touchdown run, and the Hawks have the lead.
Right off, right tackle, and we can see that from our vantage point here at the press box. The St. Cecilia offensive line did a great job. You could have run a Mack truck through that hole, and Ellie had all kinds of room out there. He didn't get hit until he got down to the goal line. He takes it in from 9 yards out, so very quickly in the ballgame, St. Cecilia marches downfield after the turnover. They put 6 on the board now. Matt Kissinger in for the Hawks, and we'll see how he fares now. That's good. He had a little trouble last week in the Sutton ball game with extra points, but Kissinger splits the uprights, and the Hawks out early. 9:30 to go here from Duncan Field. The Hawks 7 and the Tigers nothing.
Yeah, Matt Kissinger now 32 out of 37 on extra points this season. So the Hawks turn the turnover into 7 points. St. Cecilia with a lead. 9:30 to play in the first quarter. St. Cecilia 7, Bayard nothing. More after this.
St. Cecilia High School is a private Catholic college preparatory school for grades 9 through 12, focusing on the student in a professional learning community, striving to provide a challenging academic experience while developing the whole student spiritually and socially. St. Cecilia students have contributed thousands of hours of community service to Hastings and the area. Students can participate in 12 sports programs, plus many other school activities, including academic decathlon and Teens for Life. Call Hastings Catholic Schools at 462-2105 and at stchastings.org.
1230 KHAS.
St. Cecilia takes their opening possession, 4 plays, and they go 39 yards for the score. Capped off by the 9-yard run by Devin Ellie. Ellie's fourth touchdown of the 2010 season. And just like that, St. Cecilia jumps out on top here in this opening round game of the Class C2 State High School football playoffs. Here's the run up and the boot. It's going to drive a Bayard into the end zone. And just watching it go over his head and in and out of the end zone is Brandon Bowers. So it'll be Bayard. They had a couple of first downs on the initial drive here, Jimmy, but then they throw the interception. Jackson picked it off, and St. Cecilia quickly turns that into 7 points, and the Hawks now have the lead at 7-0. Bayard will start this drive on their own 20.
Yeah, Stewart already with 5 passes on that initial drive. He's 3 of 5, 15 yards, and the one interception is Bayard again very quickly up to the line of scrimmage. Stewart in the shotgun.
All right, he drops back to throw, looks right, throws it back left. The ball is going to be caught here by Spencer Jobin in the center of the field, 25. He's at the 28-yard line, and he's going to be gang tackled right there. He's going to be pulled down right there at about the 28, so a nice gain. Took 3 or 4 Hawks to finally bring him down. Spencer Jobman, 6'1", 170-pound senior. Looks like that's the go-to man here for Brandon Stewart. 54 receptions coming into the football game here this afternoon. Here's a handoff straight up the gut. They're going to go to Michael Schmall, and Schmall is going to be stopped as he gets to about the 30-yard line. Tackle is made in there by St. Cecilia. Into the stop there for the Hawks is Nathan Susie. Susie, a big boy too, 260 pounds and a senior for St. Cecilia.
Only needed a yard, not a very good spot there, I don't believe, by the officials. They're only giving him a gain of about a half, so it's going to bring up third down and less than a yard here for Bayard as they continue to get the wait for the call from Phil Willie on the sidelines.
Yeah, the ball resting between the 29 and the 30-yard line. Bayard moving from our left to our right here at Duncan Field in Hastings. Stewart waits on his snap, and now the officials blow this one dead. It looks like a Bayard might be in motion here. That's the case. It's going to be an illegal procedure call on Bayard. The winds, you can hear it blowing through our field microphones here. Northwest winds at 12 miles per hour, but that's a blessing from what we had yesterday. We wouldn't be standing here if we were playing this game yesterday.
No,
after 50.
It was even difficult driving down the road with my job. I had to head to Blue Hill, and boy, I tell you what, it was nasty out on the roads coming in and out of the shoulder belts, but really a much better day today. That penalty cost him 5 yards. They'll mark it back, so it's going to ring up a third down and about 6 yards. The ball spotted at the Tiger 24.
All right, that's their own 24 as Bayard moves from our left to our right. They drop back to throw again. Stewart across. the middle of those balls. Just be caught there by Schmall across the 25-yard line. Brings it to the 27 where he's ridden down. He is ridden down around the 27-yard line. So just a short gain there. So the 5-yard penalty really cost Bayard here on this drive. They're going to have to put the football away.
Really did. And again, St. Cecilia defensive team speed is tremendous out there. We have seen it all year long. And that one there, just a couple of guys for the Hawks spearheading towards the ball carrier there, and it was Schmall, and he was brought down for actually about a yard loss. So now the punter will have to kick right into this crosswind to a couple of dangerous deep backs.
That's a Jodlin kicking the ball there for the Bayard Tigers, and the ball is going to go on the bounce to the far sideline. They're going to come up here and spot the football right around the 35. So St. Cecilia took the opening possession, 4 plays, 39 yards, stuffed it in the end zone. Hawks have got the lead. We got 7 minutes and 39 seconds to play here in the first quarter at Duncan Field.
41-yard kick as St. Cecilia comes out on their second possession here. We look at the first possession. It only took 4 plays to go 38 yards. The Hawks combine it, 2 passes, 2 rushing plays, and they just did a real nice job. They'll bring the football down here. It's at the 34-yard line with 7:39 left to go here in quarter number one.
Again, Phil Hamburger, the quarterback for St. Cecilia, the 190-pound junior, comes up under center. Wide receivers left and right. Hamburger is going to run the football himself. He is hemmed in at the 35-yard line, and down he goes. He is hit immediately there by Travis Willie of the defensive line there for Bayard. They've got a couple of Willies on this football team. Philip Willie, of course, is the head coach. Philip has got some ties here to Hastings. He went to college at Hastings College. He played for Ross Ells. As far as the Bronco football team is concerned, he was a defensive tackle, we understand. We remember him from way back in the Ross Ells days.
Not only do we remember him from his playing days, but just being around at the local establishments, got a chance to talk to Phil prior to the game. Good to see him, and good to see his football team in the Class C2 playoffs.
All right, second down, 10 yards to go. No gain on the last play, but we're going to have a gain here. Ellie is into the open, 40, 45, 50 to the 45, inside Bayard territory to the 40, down to the 39-yard line before he's finally brought down by Ryan Perriott. Perry at the defensive back, 5'11", 155, and a senior. A huge opening for Devin Ellie. That's a little fullback trap. St. Cecilia lives and dies by that play, Jimmy. We have seen that a ton here this year.
And it worked big time against Sutton last week. They were able to open up some tremendous holes, and a couple of guys up for the Hawks were over 100 yards of rushing last week. Already Ellie with a couple of carries and 37 yards on the afternoon. Second first down, ball inside Tiger territory down to the 37.
All right, Box, the Hawks have the ball on the far side. Hatch, here's a handoff straight up the gut. That's going to be Jackson. Jackson has crossed the 30 down to the 25-yard line. So Cody Jackson takes it right up the gut there, right in the teeth of the buzzsaw of the Bayard defense. They take it all the way down to the 25-yard line. Another first down for Hastings St. Cecilia.
And again, in between the tackles where the St. Cecilia has been so dangerous, the massive size that they have, it's really tough for defenses to defend against that. They do it so well. They block very, very well. A hat on a hat and open up a nice hole. That a 12-yard gain. For Jackson, he takes it down to the Tiger 24.
All right, St. Cecilia on the drive again. They've got a 7-0 lead over Bayard. Here's a option play. Now the pitch to ball back to Jackson. Jackson in trouble. He comes on the near sideline, gets away down the sideline. He's at the 30 to the 25, and he's run out of bounds. Jackson carrying the ball. Looked like he was in trouble. Bayard had him hemmed in, and then Jackson uses the speed. Jimmy gets outside, brings it all the way to the sideline, and took it right down here inside the 20-yard line, down to about the 17. St. Cecilia now looking at second down and about 2.5 yards to go.
Well, and that's just what sure speed will get you right there. Most guys would have been brought down for a loss. Brandon Stewart, the quarterback, playing on the defensive side of things, was in there deep, was able to get a hand on Jackson, but once Jackson got past him, he turned the jets on, picks up a quick 8. Going to be second down and 2.
All right, here's Hamburger with the ball. He's going to keep him himself as he runs the option play to the far side. Hamburger, the quarterback, is hemmed in as he takes it to the sideline, gets away to the 15, down to about the 12-yard line. Should have enough. Again, Hamburger looked like a playground football out there, trying to juke a man out there one-on-one on the far sideline. Hamburger picks up enough for a first down as he moves the ball down to the 11 or 12-yard line. St. Cecilia in business, first down and 10.
Well, and again, Phil Hamburger has come a long ways from the start of the season. He has really matured as a quarterback. He gets thrown into the role after Ostrander, as we talked about, went down with the knee injury in 2-a-days. And Hamburger is throwing the football and running the football, very patient. He waited for his blocks to happen, only needed a couple of yards. He picks up 4, the 4th first down here early in this afternoon.
All right, St. Cecilia with the ball at the 11-yard line of Bayard. We are late in the first quarter. Here's a quick pitch out to a Jackson. Jackson's got the ball at the 10-yard line, down inside the 10, down to about the 7. Tackle is made in there by number 76, Justin Johnson. Johnson is a big boy, Jimmy. He is 6'8", 320 pounds for Bayard. Takes up a lot of space there on that defensive line, but Jackson was able to pick up a couple of yards as he moves the ball all the way down to the 5-yard line. Second down and 4 for a first down. It's second down and 5 for the touchdown.
Yeah, that's one of probably the biggest guys that St. Cecilia's had to go against all year long. Very tall, and he's a big boy on that. He's actually on the right side of the St. Cecilia offensive front.
Here's Hamburger reversing out of there, pitches the ball back again to Jackson. Jackson is going to be brought down. Nice defensive play there, getting through there and bringing him down for the Bayard Tigers is Brandon Stewart again. Stewart comes up from his linebacker spot. As a Jackson cannot make anything out of that quick pitch play as he is brought down right at the 4. No gain in the play. It's now a third down.
One thing that I have seen out of Bayard, very very impressed with their tackling. They do a very good job hitting and wrapping. And that there, you let a guy like Cody Jackson get loose and try to arm tackle him, and he's going to burn you. But a nice job tackling by Bayard so far.
Here's a Hamburger hanging the ball off again to Ellie. He just takes it into the end zone for the touchdown. Bayard so concerned, Jimmy, with the running ability of Hamburger and also the eye back in Jackson. They just hand the ball off, and for the second straight time, they use that fullback trap to get into the end zone. Ellie scores his second touchdown of the ball game, and the Hawks go out on top by the score of 13-0.
The first one was from 9 yards. This one comes from 5 yards out, and exactly that trap play has worked for years for St. Cecilia. They have had a number of talented fullbacks in there to run that play, and they've got another one with Ellie, and Ellie starting to rack up some good yards already. Ellie on the afternoon with with 4 carries now and 34 yards as Matt Kissinger comes in for the Hawks. And he puts that one through the pipes again. So the Hawks, again, here in the first quarter, strike again with 4:16 left to go here in the first quarter. It is St. Cecilia 14 and Bayard nothing.
Yeah, a couple of touchdown runs by the fullback for St. Cecilia, Devin Ellie, and the Hawks have taken control of the football game early. As we mentioned, 4:16 to play here in quarter number one. We'll take a break with the score St. Cecilia 14, Bayard nothing.
Professional service, financial strength, and stability. Just 3 ways to describe Ellerbrock Norris Insurance. Ellerbrock Norris Insurance works for you, providing the right coverage for you and your family. For all your home, life, auto, and business insurance needs, turn to Ellerbrock Norris Insurance, serving you for more than 100 years. That's stability. Ellerbrock Norris Insurance, 2203 Osborne Drive West, Hastings, with locations in Hastings, Kearney, and Omaha. Call 402-463-2461 for an insurance proposal today.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at Duncan Field in Hastings. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead 14-0 over Bayard with 4 minutes and 16 seconds to play here in quarter number one. Here's the kickoff by Hamburger. And again, Bowers just watches that one go in and out of the end zone. And for the third time, it's going to be Bayard coming out on about the 20-yard line to start this drive.
Already St. Cecilia with 98 yards of total offense. That last play covered 8 plays and 63 yards. Only 2 passing plays. Carl Tesmer said in the pregame show he was going to try to concentrate on running the football and jam it down Bayard's throat, and he has done that 77 yards so far on the ground for the Hawks. A couple of touchdowns as the Tigers now trail 14-0 here. Brandon Stewart again in the shotgun waiting the play to come in from the sidelines.
So they'll start this drive from the 20. There's a low snap, but Stewart picks it up, and then he has that one slapped right back into his face. Getting through there is a Susie for a Hastings Saint to say that one was slapped right back into the face of Brandon Stewart. Is it just me or what? We finally get on the air, get the football game underway, and it feels like the wind has picked up here at Duncan.
I think it has. Hold on just a second. I lost my little phone piece off my microphone.
Oh, geez. It is first down and 10 yards, or actually second down and 10 yards to go now for the Bayard Tigers after the pass was slapped back into the face of Stewart. There's another pass to the far side. That one was delivered low. It was delivered low right on the sidelines. The intended receiver was Jobman again for the Bayard Tigers. So a couple of incomplete passes, and now it's third down and 10 yards to go. They promised us the wind was going to die down today, but so far it seems like it has picked up since we started.
It has. I wasn't able to retrieve my microphone cover, but I've got it spotted down by the brick wall. We'll pick it up after the ball game. The wind's really not blowing much this morning, but they've really kind of picked up here since the football game has started.
All right, here's Stewart with the ball again. He's going to roll to his left. He unloads in the center of the field. He's going to be caught at the 30-yard line, trying to break away. Brings it to the 33 to the 34. That's a Cody Krantz. Krantz grabbing the ball there for the Bayard Tigers. They do a nice job distributing the ball here on the offense. Had 54 receptions coming in here. Nate Rice had 26. Kranz had 26. Ryan Perriott had 28. So he uses his wide receiver as well. Bayard picks up the first down. Now Schmall has got the ball as they hand it away. Keep it on the ground. He's in trouble and down he goes, in addition to a penalty flag thrown down.
Probably in the area of a holding as Small just tried to stretch that off the left side. Again, I'm sure this is probably one of the quickest defenses that Bayard has seen all year long. Small was wrapped up, probably not even going to get back to the line of scrimmage. We'll wait for the indication here from the officials.
Yeah, he was dropped after about a 2 or 3 yard loss back here, and now they're going to mark off a penalty. I think it's going to go on Bayard. That's the case because the Tigers are already retreating here. This is an opening round game of the Class C2 State High School football playoffs. The winner will get either Sutton or Donovan Trumbull in the next round coming up next Wednesday. It's going to be a holding call against the Bayard Tigers, so that will bring the ball back to the 20-yard line, where Bayard will now look at first down and about, 23 yards to go. First down and 23 for Bayard as they move from our left to our right. 3 minutes and 50 seconds to play here in the first quarter from Duncan Field and Hastings. The Class C2 State High School football playoffs today on 1230 KHIS and also on KNEB in Scotts Bluff. Here's a Stewart with a ball. He's going to wind up and throw it down the near sideline. Puts a lot of air under the ball. It was nearly intercepted. Nearly intercepted by St. Cecilia. And back there for the Hawks again was Matt Kissinger. The intended receiver was Spencer Jobin. I watched Brandon Stewart warm up, Jimmy, before the ball game today. And he threw that pass quite a bit in the warm-ups. He puts a lot of air under that one, just lets the wide receivers try to run under it. And that time, Kissinger was back there defensively for the Hawks.
Well, and he has a plethora of good receivers that he spreads the football around. But Stewart, only a junior, and, yeah, he's got a big-time arm. That one there just threw it very high in the air, tried to get the receiver underneath of it out here right in front of us. But, again, Kissinger back on coverage, doing a nice job for the Hawks. Second down here, and 23 to go. The ball spotted on the Tiger 20.
All right, here's Brandon Stewart again, stands in the gun. Wide receivers all over the play. Stewart fakes left and then throws it back here. It's going to be caught by Jobin across the 20 to the 24-25 yard line before he's tripped up right there. Tackle is made in there by Hastings St. Cecilia. Susie is there again for the Hawks. Also a Devin Elliott, linebacker now for St. Cecilia. Third down and still long. Third down and still about to 18-19 yards to go. Just a short gain there for Bayard from the 20 out to about the 24. So third down and long. The Tigers standing at the line of scrimmage here. 3 minutes to play here in the first quarter. St. Cecilia's got the lead by a score of 14-0. Everybody checking their left wrist for the play here. All the plays are written down there as Brandon Stewart waits for the snap for the Tigers. Quick throw out to the far side. It's going to be in and out of the hands of his intended receiver. Trying to get it to the far side. That was, I think it was Nate Rice over there, the intended receiver. Yep, Rice, the 5'11", 165-pound senior. Should have had that one. It goes right through his fingertips.
Well, it might not have gone for a very big gain. Cody Jackson over there defensively. I think Rice probably heard some footsteps as Jackson was bearing down on him to unload the wood. And that ball falls incomplete. So going to be a fourth down again as Bayard will punt away. Jackson and Kissinger back at their own 40.
Jobman is your punter. Averages 33.7 yards per kick. High floating kick is going to bounce here at the 50-yard line. Takes a St. Cecilia bounce. I think it hit a man. It hit a man for St. Cecilia. A big pile up here at the 47-yard line. And who has got it? Bayard has got it. So that was a mistake on special teams there. They had a blocking back there. Kevin Ryan had his back to the ball, Jimmy. That one just goes up and taps him on the shoulder. That's a live ball. Bayard is there to cover it up at the 47-yard line. First down, Tigers.
Yeah, and kicking into this crosswind, got it very high in the air. Did not travel very far, about 27 yards. But Ryan doing what he's supposed to be doing is blocking for when the return guys pick the football up. But it takes a bad bounce right into the back of Ryan. And Bayard is set up here close to midfield at the 47.
Here's a double reverse now. And now a pass by Jobman. He's going to throw the ball downfield. He puts it up in the air. Jump ball situation. It goes off of his intended receiver and also off of a defender. It's down to the turf. The intended receiver was Brandon Stewart, the quarterback who started the whole thing.
Yeah, as he just kind of turned and pitched it off to the running back. He went off the left side, but he was covered up once he got around the corner by Cody Jackson. Phil Hamburger come over there also, and that was just a jump ball, and the ball falls down to the turf. So a little dipsy doodle, as you like to say, but to no avail. And it's second down and 10, ball at the 47.
Yeah, he double reversed with a pass thrown in back to the quarterback, Brandon Stewart, but he couldn't come up with it. Now Stewart's going to run it across the 50 to the 45 to the 40, on his feet to the 35, and tripped up at the 34-yard line. So Brandon Stewart, boy, throws the ball. He went out for a pass, and now he runs the ball for a first down. Takes it down to the St. Cecilia 34-yard line. That is a first down.
19-yard gain, and boy, I can't hate to think what would have happened if Brandon Stewart would have cut that off to the right side. He had a lot of ground. He elected to cut it back up to the middle of the field, and he was brought down by a plethora of St. Cecilia Bluehawks.
There's a pass out here to Jobman. He had it and lost it. Jobman had some room to run down the near sideline. So a quick little pass thrown by Brandon Stewart to a Jobman here on the near side. Goes out of Jobman's fingertips down to the turf. Incomplete pass, and it's second down and 10. 2 minutes and 8 seconds to play here in the first quarter. St. Cecilia with the lead over Bayard this afternoon. The score is 14 to nothing. Wide receivers go left and right. Bayard up to the line of scrimmage here. Stewart drops back to throw. Here's a little center screen. The ball is going to be caught there by Perriott. He's going to be dropped down. Just a short gain as a Perriott grabs the ball there. Just a short gain as he takes it down to about the 30-yard line. We'll give him 4 yards on the play, where it brings up third down and 6 yards to go for the Tigers.
Boy, and a nice catch by Perriott. Just a one-hander out there right in the area of the St. Cecilia linebackers, kind of a dangerous area to be coming across the middle in, but Perriott makes a nice reception, picks up nearly four, as we had said. Third down and 6 now. Ball at the Hawk 30. 1:36 left here in quarter number one, and more penalty flags.
Yeah, the Tigers got up to the line of scrimmage. Now we're going to have an offside call here, an offside call against St. Cecilia. So the Hawks line up offsides. 14 to nothing. St. Cecilia had a couple of short fullback trap plays. They've got the lead here over the Bayard Tigers, but now Bayard, their most impressive drive to this point. They have moved the ball down here to the St. Cecilia 25-yard line. It's going to bring up a third down situation. Third down at about 4 yards to go. Or third down and a yard to go here for the first down as they just go straight ahead and the quarterback sneak, and he'll have enough for a first down. So Stewart carrying the ball there as he takes the ball for a couple of yards. He only needed one, got about three as they moved the ball down to the 22-yard line. So now Bayard, Jimmy, working against this St. Cecilia defense. Remember, St. Cecilia has not allowed a touchdown pass all season long.
Well, and coming in this ball game, as we had said, Stewart with 25 touchdowns, 15 interceptions, well over 2,000 yards on the season. That's amazing for a high school quarterback.
All right, he stands in the gun right now. Schmall in the backfield with him. Drops back to throw, surveys the field, throws it across the middle. It's going to be caught. That's Jobman with the ball at the 5-yard line. He's into the end zone, touchdown. A 22-yard touchdown pass throw there. Brandon Stewart to a Spencer Jobman. Jobman gets into the end zone for the 15th time this season. And Stewart throws touchdown pass number 26, and Bayard gets onto the scoreboard.
After the turnover, they travel 53 yards on 6 plays downfield, and the first passing touchdown against the St. Cecilia defense comes right there. So give Stewart now with 26 touchdowns on the season. That was a beautiful play and a great pattern as he hit the receiver right down inside the 5-yard line. He takes it in, and the extra point is down, and it's up. So just that quick. With 1:09 left to go here in the first quarter, Bayard strikes now. Now it is St. Cecilia 14 and the Tigers 7.
Very impressive drive there by Bayard as they take the ball 53 yards right against this St. Cecilia defense. We've got a break, 1:09 to play in the first quarter. St. Cecilia 14, Bayard 7.
Mascotti Health Center proudly supports the St. Cecilia athletes, teams, and coaches. Mascotti Health Center has an integrated team of family physicians and mental health care providers, specializing in family practice and obstetrics, always caring for its current patients and always welcoming new patients. Mascotti Health Center is open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. They are stewards of compassionate care at Mascotti Health Center in the Crozier Park Professional Center, 223 East 14th Street, Suite 100 in Hastings. Call Mascotti Health Center, 463-2929.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will and Jimmy Purcell back here at Duncan Field in Hastings. It is now a 14-7 ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead over Bayard. A nice drive there by the Tigers. They stuff it into the end zone on a 25-yard touchdown pass from Brandon Stewart to a Spencer Jobman. And the Tigers right back into the football game here this afternoon.
Yeah, nice job by Bayard. After the turnover, they take advantage of it. And wisely, Bayard kicks the football away from the Jackson duo that was back deep. It was an up man for St. Cecilia that got on the football.
And it's right at about the 32-yard line. It is,
that was Jace Jackson bringing the football up.
It's going to bounce it along the ground there, and it's going to be covered up here at the 32. So it'll be St. Cecilia football as they will come back out. After giving up the touchdown on defense, they'll move from our right to our left.
I see a real issue here. So you need a chamois for your laptop screen. Yeah. That's terrible. You could plant corn on that thing.
It's going to be a dusty afternoon here today. Winds continue to blow at Duncan Field and Hastings. Opening round of the Class C 2 State High School football playoffs today. St. Cecilia coming back out. They have put together drives on each time they've had the football so far today, and they got them in the end zone. 14-7 is the score. Now we got some movement down there in the trenches again. And we'll see. Did St. Cecilia move, or did Bayard jump off sides? The officials will huddle here at the 30. It looks like maybe St. Cecilia jumped off sides. So the Hawks being hit by a couple of penalties today.
Well, we'll see. The officials still conferring. A couple of the right side of the defense for Bayard got across. Yeah, they're going to call this against St. Cecilia, as they'd already turned around and started walking back the other direction. But that's going to be the second penalty on the Hawks here in the football game. Two penalties as well on the Bayard Tigers. So with a buck three left to go here, the Hawks pinned back a little bit deeper. First and 15, they'll have it at their own 27-yard line.
St. Cecilia moving from our right to our left here in the first quarter. Kissinger is a wide receiver split to the left side. Backs in the I formation. Band comes in motion to the near side of the field now. St. Cecilia wants to throw the football. Hamburger rolls to his left. He sets. He throws the ball downfield. He's got a man out here, and he overthrows him. The intended receiver for St. Cecilia was Jace Jackson, who was into the ball game. That one was overthrown by Hamburger, the quarterback for St. Cecilia. Back there in coverage, Spencer Jobman for Bayard. So it's an incomplete pass. Second down and 15, Hawks with the ball with their own 27.
Well, and a good job protecting the quarterback there by the St. Cecilia offensive line. Again, as Hamburger rolled to the near side of the field, he was looking downfield, and Jace Jackson gets down at about the 50-yard line and just kind of stutter steps, tries to freeze his defender and head downfield. But Hamburger showing his arm strength as he throws that one a long ways over the intended receiver in Jackson. So inside a minute left to go here, second down for the Hawks.
All right, Hamburger up under center. He's going to hand the ball away to Cody Jackson this time. He's across the 30-yard line and tripped up at about the 31 or the 32. Tackle is made in there by Micah Schmall for the Bayard defense, the 5'10", 145-pound senior outside linebacker. So now it's third down for St. Cecilia. Third down and 11 yards to go. Hawks finding the running a little tough right here against this Bayard defense. Inside 30 seconds to play now here in the first quarter.
We'll give Jackson a gain of 4 yards and inches it up close to where the original line of scrimmage was. Third down and nearly 11 yards to go. We're going to be inside 20 seconds to go here in the first quarter after Hamburger takes a snap.
The ball is on the near side hash mark, back stacked up in the Maryland I formation. And here's a play action pass out of the thing. Hamburger rolls to his right. He's got a man wide open. Konsbrick, he grabs the ball. It's a completed pass at the 35, down to the 30, down to the 29-yard line. Konsbrick got behind the defensive back, Jimmy, all alone again. Nice pass, beautifully thrown by Hamburger. Konsbrick hauls it in, finally brought down to the 29-yard line. A big gain and a first down for the Hawks.
39 yards, and again, that's the same pattern, Mike, that Konsbrick got loose on early in this ball game and was loose all alone down there in the end zone and dropped the pass from Hamburger. But that one there, another beautiful pass from Phil Hamburger. Again, it travels 39 yards after the catch and run, and that's going to bring us to the end of the first quarter. But the Hawks on the march again.
All right, St. Cecilia has got the lead after the first quarter here in the opening round of the state high school football playoffs. We'll take a one-minute timeout here. The score, Hastings St. Cecilia 14, Bayard 7.
If you have a fall, winter, or even a spring painting project coming up, call Dykus Painting in Hastings, 463-7726. Dykus Painting does indoor and outdoor painting, residential, commercial, industrial, custom spraying, and wood finishing. Dykus Painting delivers prompt, courteous, and professional service. Dykus Painting's been doing it the right way since 1980. Call Mike at Dykus Painting, 463-7726. Dykus Painting congratulates the St. Cecilia Hastings High and Adams Central teams and athletes on great football seasons.
Rivals Bar and Grill is now serving breakfast Saturday and Sunday mornings. All your breakfast favorites, eggs, toast, pancakes, omelets, breakfast, steak. Menu items start at $2.99. Breakfast at Rivals, Saturday morning 7 to 11, Sunday 7 to noon. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at Duncan Field in Hastings, the Class C2 State High School football playoffs, 14-7. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead over Bayard here this afternoon. Hawks driving to begin the second quarter. Hamburger wants to throw the ball. He does. It's going to be thrown. Is it intercepted? It was, let's see. The official's over there. And they say, yeah, an interception. He picked it off. They pick off a hamburger pass. It was not a St. Cecilia Blue Hawk around that time. The ball is intercepted. So it's going to be Bayard intercepting the ball. They kind of dove for it down there, Jimmy, and then I didn't know if they were going to rule that an interception or that he trapped the ball, but they point Bayard's way, and they pick off a hamburger pass down there at the 13-yard line. So a great play there by Bayard. I think that was Jobman back there intercepting the ball for Bayard. So they come back out. The Tigers have the ball to get it to Schmall. Then he throws it back here to Stewart. He throws the ball downfield. It's going to be tipped and nearly intercepted there by the Hawks. So the second time that head coach Philip Willie has gone to his little bag of trips there, they throw it to Schmall, who laterals back to Brandon Stewart. He takes the ball downfield, but St. Cecilia was not fooled on the play. They had two backs back here deep. Incomplete pass on the jump ball at the 50-yard line.
Yeah, waiting the penalty flag on that play there, so we'll wait for the call here. But, yeah, a couple of Hawks back there defensively. It was Perry at number two. He basically had to turn around from being an offensive guy to a defensive player to try to bat the football down because Hamburger almost come down with the interception. And we're awaiting. The flag was laying there. Yeah, awaiting the call here.
The Hawks have the officials pretty well surrounded down there as they make the call. It's going to go against Bayard, I do believe. Yeah, they're marching back. 11:44 to play here in the second quarter. Pierce is out on top of Shadron. They are in the fourth quarter. Pierce 47, Shadron nothing. Gordon Rushville has jumped out on top of Fillmore Central. End of the first quarter, it's 13-0. Gordon Rushville with a lead. But again, Pierce all over Shadron today, 47-0. They are in the fourth quarter. It's going to be a big penalty here. Marched off against Bayard.
There was actually two penalties.
So loss it down on one of them.
Yeah. So they're going to step off a couple of penalties here. Boy, this is going to pin the Tigers back very deep. Actually, inside the Hawk 5, it's going to be down to the Bayard, 3-yard line.
Yeah, second down, and it's going to be a long way to go as they march off a couple of penalties back here to the 3-yard line. So now Bayard and his high-powered offense going to be starting this particular play with the quarterback Stewart standing in the end zone. So the official's still trying to figure things out. Now they rule the ball ready for play, and it's going to be Stewart waiting for the snap in the end zone here. He's got the ball. He backs up. He throws it right in the center of the field. It's going to be caught here with a football across the 10-yard line. Is going to be a Perriott as he brings the ball out across the 15 to about the 16-yard line. So just a little quick pass there from Stewart to Ryan Perriott right in the center of the field. Gets a little bit of breathing room here as he brings the ball out to about the 17-yard line. It's going to bring up a third down situation. Third down is still about 6 yards to go.
Yeah, just a quick hitter. And St. Cecilia, respecting the team speed that the Tigers have out there, they give Perriott a lot of room there, but he makes a nice catch. A gain of 13 makes it a third down and 6.
Now Stewart wants to throw the ball again. He does. Schmall has got it. He brings it to the 20, out to the 22-yard line. So Micah Schmall coming out of the backfield there. Grabs the ball, gets a couple of yards, but they're still going to be far short of a first down. And now we'll see what Bayard he likes to do here on a fourth down situation. Fourth down at about 6 yards to go, and Bayard will kick the football away. Spencer Jobman will do the punting here. Averages 33.7 yards per kick. Jackson drops back deep here for Hastings St. Cecilia. The Hawks now moving from our left to our right. Windy conditions here in Hastings this afternoon. They're going to fake the punt. This is Stewart with the ball. He pitches the ball back, and it's going to be fumbled on the far sideline. It's picked up there by Bayard, and finally they bring the ball to a 30-yard line, very close to where they had to go. So they snap it to the short man. That was Stewart. He then goes to his right side. He pitches the ball back to the punter, Jobman. He bobbles the ball, and it's finally picked up at the far sideline. And I think he picked up enough for a first down. He does. He brings the ball out to the 30. Carl Tesmer, the head coach for St. Cecilia, Jimmy, said, be prepared for anything because these guys will throw anything up, and we have seen just about our entire playbook so far.
I'll credit the run there to number 26, Ryan Lohr, I think, who got on the football and picked it up. We'll give him 8 on the carry, enough for a first down, and now rolling right is the quarterback, Stewart.
He takes it to the far sideline, and he's going to be run out of bounds over there. Run out of bounds by St. Cecilia, so we have seen quite a bit. Of course, when you're the number 16 seed and you're playing the number 1 seed and the number 1 team in the state, in Class C2, you've got to pull out a play here and there to stay in the ballgame.
Well, you do, because coaches get to review the film, and there's nobody better at it as Carl Tesmer and his staff in breaking down tape And Phil Willey, when we talked to him beforehand, he didn't have a whole lot to say, just glad they were in the playoffs, very proud of his kids, as every coach is. That's one of the goals that each team starts out with at the beginning of the year, is to make the playoffs. They are here, and he's pulling out all the stops today as they fake the punt, and that was just a short gain there of about 4 yards.
Here's Stewart. He wants to throw the ball again. That's a small grabbing it there at the 35-yard line. He brings it to about the 37. Tackle is made in there by Devin Ellie for Hastings St. Cecilia. So, again, Baird is looking at a third down situation here. Third down and still a couple of yards to go. We're in the second quarter, 9 minutes and 50 seconds to play. Here in the second period, Hastings St. Cecilia out on top of Baird by the score of 14-7. Tigers hanging tough in there. So third down and about 3 yards to go. Baird with the ball. Moving from our right to our left from the 37-yard line, Stewart grabs the ball. He wants to run it himself. He's in trouble, and down he goes. He's going to be sacked getting through there for Hastings St. Cecilia. Was number 66, Nathan Susie. Susie, a big boy, 260 pounds, and a senior for the Hawks. Knocks down the quarterback, Stewart, for a loss in the play. And now Baird is back in punt formation again. Fourth down and 7 yards to go. They're in punt formation. Doesn't necessarily mean a punt here.
Well, exactly. They were down with the punter standing in his own end zone, and they faked it and was able to pick it up. But we will see the kickoff now as the punt's high into the air. Jackson will field this one at his own 35.
He brings it back to the 37-yard line, across the 40 to the 41 to the 42. Before he's brought down there by the Tigers. Down there on special teams was Austin Woolley, number 62. So Jackson has got the St. Cecilia Bluehawks set up in pretty good field position. Again, first down and 10 yards to go from their own 42. 14-7 is the score. All the scoring thus far in the opening period. St. Cecilia scoring on a couple of short touchdown runs by Devin Ellie, the fullback.
But the Hawks already, after quarter number one, with 141 total yards of offense, 81 on the ground, 60 through the air, 5 first downs for the Hawks in the first quarter. This is their first possession here in quarter number two.
Hamburger's going to hand the ball away to Jackson. Takes it off to the left side, 45-50 inside Tiger territory, down to about the 48-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Brandon Stewart, number 4, for the Baird Tigers. But a nice run there by Jackson. Picks up about 8 yards on the play. Second down and 2, and now the Hawks working with it in Tiger territory.
Jackson now 7 carries, 48 yards, as he looks to have another big game. Had a big one against the Sutton Mustangs a week ago in the final regular season game.
Second down and a couple here for St. Cecilia. Hamburger bobbles the snap, and he's got to go down and cover it up right at the 50-yard line. So he did not get the snap that time from his center, Josh Tremel. We have not seen that a whole lot out of St. Cecilia. Hamburger just pulls out early there and bobbles the snap. He had to fall back on top of it at the 50-yard line, a loss of a couple of yards. Third down at about 3 now for St. Cecilia. Ball is sitting squarely at the 50-yard line.
Philip Hamburger really anxious to get that play off, and just too quick away from his center. Drops the football to the ground. It's a loss of about a yard. Going to bring up third down and nearly 3 here for the Hawks.
Hamburger turns and hands the ball away. That's Ellie with the ball. Ellie brings it across the 50, down to the 45, down to the 44-yard line. Stewart again into the stop for the Baird Tigers. But they use that to fullback trap again as Devin Ellie, who had carried the ball 49 times during the regular season, 357 yards, 3 touchdowns, picks up the first down there for the Blue Hawks as they take the ball down to the 43 of the Tigers.
Well, Ellie with 4 carries now in the football game, he matches Jackson's numbers on the afternoon as well. Ellie with 48 yards now on 4 carries. Couple of touchdowns for Ellie.
All right, Hamburger wants to throw. Play action pass. He throws it. It's going to be caught down here at the 35-yard line. Gets away at the 30. Still on his feet down to about the 28-yard line. So they take that one to Jace Jackson, who's into the ball game now. Jace Jackson accepts that pass from Phil Hamburger. Nearly got away, but the Tigers hold on to his shirt there, and he finally is pulled down on the play down here at the 28-yard line, which is going to bring up a first down for St. Cecilia.
A nice catch and run there by Jace Jackson. It's always exciting whenever one of the Jacksons gets a football in their hands. They are very electric. And that one there, Jace Jackson takes it off left side, 16 hard-earned yards down to the Tiger 28-yard line. First and 10 here, 7:07 left to go till half.
All right, wide receivers split out to the right side. Here's a handoff again to Ellie. A little inside trap play brings it across the 25, down to the 20, down to the 18-yard line. Another 10 yards on the play there. Tackle is made in there by Micah Schmall, the linebacker there on that right side, to bring him down for Baird. Small, the 5'10", 145-pound senior. They're doing just about anything they want with that fullback trap. They have already scored the two touchdowns. And, boy, when they need a yard or two, Jimmy, they just go right to Devin Elliott, and he gets the job done.
Well, they really do, Mike. And Justin Johnson in there defensively for Baird. We had talked about him early. 6'8", 320 pounds. And they're not afraid to run right at him. This offensive line, Nathan Soucy lined up head-on with him. He is doing a tremendous job opening up holes. That is first down number 8. As the Hawks continue the march, they're in the red zone.
They've got the ball at the 17-yard line there. They hand the ball away to Ellie again, and he's going to be stopped this time. Submarining in there and getting the tackle is going to be Travis Willie. Willie, the 245-pound senior defensive end for this Bayard defense. So that time, not much there for Ellie. In fact, no gain in the play. Second down and 10 from the 17.
Actually, look across the far sidelines. Mean Gene, he went the wrong way on that one. Our spotter on college Saturday football games with Hastings College. Gene goes the wrong way. A loss of about 6 inches on the play. So second down and a long 10 here for the Hawks.
All right, man goes in motion again to the far side. That's Bryce Faber. Now Hamburger wants to throw the ball. It's going to be tipped and nearly intercepted down here in the end zone. Jobman was the defender for the Bayard Bears as they try to take the ball on the end zone again to a Consbrook. So it is batted down by Jobman, and this Bayard defense playing tough here.
You talked yourself into it. You got the Bears. That's the first one today. It's the Bayard Tigers. We're all right. You talked about that in the pregame show. You were concerned that that was going to come out today with the Baylor Bears and the Bayard Tigers. That's exactly right. But again, Consbrook gets loose in the secondary, and Hamburger nearly delivers another touchdown pass, but a good job defensively out there for Bayard. Third and 10 here, ball in the 17.
All right, Hamburger up under the center again. He backs up, sends a man in motion, and now throws. The ball is going to be caught here by Jackson. Jackson at the 15-yard line, cuts a back 10. He's at the 5-yard line, dives for the end zone. Did he get in? The officials say no. He is stopped at the 1-yard line, so a completed pass there goes from Hamburger to Cody Jackson. Cody got close, took it down to the 1-yard line. St. Cecilia will now have 4 shots here from just outside the goal line.
Well, and a good job downfield. Josh Trimmel blocking out in front of Cody Jackson when that screen pass was delivered. He had a lot of room out to the right side and picks up the necessary yardage. We'll give him 16 on the catch and run. It's down to the 1-yard line, and the way this offensive line is operating today, Mike, this will be pretty simple stuff.
All right, first down and goal from just outside the goal line. Handoff goes to a Jackson. He puts his head down, drives it into the end zone for the touchdown. Cody Jackson takes it in there. Jackson scores his 16th touchdown of the season, and St. Cecilia goes out on top by a score of 20-7. A 1-yard touchdown run from Cody Jackson.
Off left tackle, and just a nice job there by Cody Jackson finding the seam. He's got 8 carries, 49 yards now, and that 1-yard touchdown as the Hawks continue to roll here. After the touchdown, they weren't worried a bit. They come right back after the Bayard punt and take it all the way downfield, and back Kissinger in with the hold of Phillip Hamburger coming here.
All right, he's hit a couple of point after touchdowns already today. Here comes the third one of the afternoon. Ball is down. The kick is up, and it splits the uprights. It is good. So the PAT is good by Kissinger. St. Cecilia tacks on their first score of the second period. The Hawks extend their lead, 5:28 to play here in the first half from Duncan Field and Hastings. The score, Hastings, St. Cecilia 21, Bayard 7.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing, from new construction, remodeling, repairs and service, to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water softeners, and septic tank installation. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street, for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, the final score in Pierce has knocked off Shadron today in the state high school football playoffs. The score of 54-6. That one is final. Kennesaw has jumped out on top of Sandhills Thetford. It is 16-0. In the first quarter, and Hastings St. Cecilia now with a lead over Bayard 21-7 here in the third.
Just a nice job by St. Cecilia. Again, the offensive line doing a tremendous job as they continue to open up some nice holes for Ellie and also Jackson. That play, 9 plays, 56 yards for the touchdown, and the Hawks extend their lead 21-7, awaiting the kickoff from Matt Kissinger.
He is into the football, end-over-end kick. Bowers is going to look up, grabs the ball at the 5-yard line. He's back to the 10, he's back to the 15, to the 20. Shakes a man across the 20 out to about the 23, so a nice return by Bowers. And that's where the Bayard offense will set back up. I'm impressed with what Bayard has got done offensively so far in the ball game. They're mixing it up against St. Cecilia. This is an offense, though, that has averaged 39.3 points per ball game so far this season.
Well, they really have. And after the first quarter, Mike, passing for the Bayard Tigers, 68 yards on 9 of 16 passing. They carried it only four times for 26 yards, so 94 total yards of offense and three first downs as Bayard looks to try to answer the touchdown there from the Hawks.
Here's a Stewart. He throws it across the middle. The pass is going to be delivered behind the intended receiver, Jobman, so it's an incomplete pass. So Stewart has thrown the ball a ton here in the first half. What is it, 21 attempts so far?
Yeah, 21 pass attempts. And, again, I don't know that he ever lines up under his center. He is always in the shotgun, usually with one back standing beside him and a host of receivers. We see four of them out there, two to the right side, two to the left side, as they wait for the play to be sent in here from Phil Willie.
They sent it in, and now everybody checks their left wrist bands. They get the play called there as the quarterback, Brandon Stewart, stands in the gun. Wide receivers left and right, backs up. He throws a pass. It's going to be caught here across the 30-yard line to the 32. Quick little pass delivered there to Cody Krantz. Krantz, a 6'1", 160-pound junior. They just line up the three or four wide receivers, Jimmy. Most of them go on the slant out across the middle, and the quarterback, Stewart, just does a nice job standing in the pocket there, delivers the ball quickly.
Well, again, you have to respect the speed that the receivers have. You cannot really play them too tight. That one there, a nice gain of 10 yards, and another first down for Bayard.
Here's a pass again across the middle. It's going to be delivered right on the money across the 45 out to the 49-yard line. Nate Rice grabs that one. Rice, the 5'11", 165-pound senior, takes the ball to the 49-yard line. So Randy Aarons' defense here for St. Cecilia getting a workout in the first half. Brandon Stewart, very impressed with him here this afternoon.
That one there travels 15 yards, nears it out towards the midfield, out to the 49-yard line. That is first down number five.
Catches the ball, grabs it to the far side. It's caught by Jobman across the 50, 45 in St. Cecilia territory, down to the 40, down to the 37-yard line. It's just that fast. Jimmy Stewart gets the football, the quarterback, and the shotgun, and bam, just like that, it's into the hand of a receiver to the far side, and he takes it down the sideline, although we have a penalty flag to see right in front of the Bayard bench.
Going to be a legal block here on Bayard, so that will bring the football back after a nice play. That was going to travel almost 13 yards as they continue to march downfield against this St. Cecilia defense, but they're going to bring her back and go across midfield here on the fourth penalty on Bayard this afternoon.
High school football from the state playoffs coming your way this afternoon on 1230 KHIS Hastings. Also on KNEB in Scotts Bluff. They're with us here this afternoon on the broadcast. First down, and it's going to be long now for Bayard as the ball is pushed back here to about the 42. Bayard working from our right to our left here in this second quarter of play. Stewart's got the ball, rolls left. Cocks the arm, throws it, the pass is delivered high. It's incomplete right here on the sideline. Jobman, the intended receiver. Spencer Jobman, back here in coverage. Jackson and Hamburger for Hastings St. Cecilia. Incomplete pass, and it's going to bring up a second down situation now. Second down and long for Bayard. Again, the first final score of the football playoffs in the books this afternoon. Early start, Pierce knocked off Shadron today by the score of 54-6. Kennesaw has jumped out on top of Sandhills Thetford. They're in the first quarter. It's now 16-6. Kennesaw has got the lead. Second down, 18 yards to go. It's Bayard with the ball on their own 42-yard line. 4:34 to play here in the second quarter from Duncan. Stewart has got the ball, backs up, throws it to the near side. Jobman grabs it. He's at the 40-yard line. Hemmed in, penalty flags down as Jobman goes down at the 45 or 46-yard line. So a penalty flag goes down again. Another penalty going to be marched off here. Susie into the stop there for Hastings St. Cecilia after the short game as Jobman brings the ball to about the 46. The defensive coordinator for St. Cecilia, Randy Aaron's, already saying, yeah, let's take the penalty. So obviously this one going against the Bayard Tigers. They're going to mark it off here from the 43-yard line. So the Tigers being hit with another penalty here in the second quarter.
That is penalty number five. And just looking at my stat sheets, this will be the first time ever in my history or my career of broadcasting I'm going to have to put a third stat sheet down. That is the 26th pass attempt by the quarterback, Brandon Stewart. He will well go over the 50 to 60 passes here this afternoon.
Yeah, they averaged 34 passes, 34 a ball game.
They're about there already.
Second down and 27 yards to go as the ball is pushed back to the 33-yard line following the penalty on Bayard. Now Stewart's going to throw the ball again. Does throw on the near sideline. It's going to be caught here by Rice, and he's out of bounds up around the 42 or 43-yard line. So Nate Rice grabs the ball there. Jackson in coverage again for Hastings St. Cecilia. That's Jace Jackson in there. So a nice game, but still third down here. Third down is still about, 8-9 yards to go for a first down here for Bayard. 4:03 to play in the second quarter. It's 21-7. St. Cecilia's got the lead. Stewart in the gun. Ball's on the near side. Hashy backs up. Stands. No pressure whatsoever on Hastings St. Cecilia. Stewart has still got it. Cocks the arm. Throws the ball downfield. Jobin is out there. Makes the catch at the 10-yard line. Now fumbles the ball into the end zone. It is loose, and it's going to be covered by St. Cecilia, and the Hawks will get it. That was a nice pass delivered to Spencer Jobman. He had the ball as he was heading for the end zone. The ball is jarred loose, or he loses control of the ball. It goes into the end zone. It's recovered by Hamburger of St. Cecilia, and the Blue Hawks get the football.
We'll give him 47 yards on the gain, but then a good defensive play by St. Cecilia downfield. They knock the football loose. And again, the receiver down there, Jobin, makes a nice reception as the quarterback, Stewart, rolls to our side of the football field, just very patient, waiting for Jobin to make the cut. And then he did. He delivered a beautiful pass. And unfortunately for the Tigers, that was going to be knocking on touchdown door with 3:42 left to go here till half. But the ball goes to the turf, into the end zone, and St. Cecilia on a touchback will take over here at their own 20.
So the Hawks get a big break here in the second quarter. Here's a handoff now to Jackson. Looks inside, bounces out, 25-30, out to the 31-yard line. Tackle is made by Micah Schmall in there for the Bayard Tigers. So a nice gain there by Jackson. They're going to say his knee went down at about the 29 as Jackson kind of flopped his way forward there out to about the 32. So they say his knee went down at the 29, a pickup of 9 yards in the play. Second down and a yard here for St. Cecilia. Hawks have the lead 21-7. We're in the second. 3:13 to play as St. Cecilia comes up to the line of scrimmage. Ball's on the near side. Hash backs in the Maryland I formation. Here's Hamburger. Hands the ball away to Elliott again on that little fullback trap across the 30 out to the 33-yard line where Brandon Stewart brings him down defensively for Bayard. So St. Cecilia will move the sticks one more time as they bring the ball out to the 34 officially. First down and 10 yards to go. St. Cecilia so far getting a couple of touchdown runs by their fullback, Devinelli. They also get a touchdown pass, actually a touchdown run of 1 yard from Cody Jackson. That's been the three scores so far for the Hawks. First down, 10 yards to go. St. Cecilia with the ball on their own 34. Hamburger play action pass stops as he rolls to his left and unloads out here. The ball is caught at the 45-yard line. That's number 16, Chase Bassett, who's into the ball game. Catches the ball there for the Hawks out to the 45-yard line. So a nice pickup again, and the Hawks will move the chains. 2:38. Your old pencil is smoking here this afternoon.
I tell you what, we knew coming in the ball game with the offense that Bayard runs, they're very quickly to the line of scrimmage. But again, St. Cecilia continues to pound out some big numbers. That pass play there travels 10 yards. They'll give them the first down. That's first down number 11 on the afternoon for St. Cecilia as we inch closer towards halftime. 2:23 and counting here, and the Hawks have it at the 45.
Here's a Hamburger, reverses out of there, runs the ball himself. He's at the 45, and he spins, and he's going to be knocked down here at the 50. Bounces his way down to the 49-yard line of Bayard. The tackle is finally made in there by the Tigers, and making the stop for Bayard is going to be David Godine making the stop there. For the Tigers, Godine, a 5'8", 145-pound sophomore, who's into the ball game now for Bayard. A pickup on the last play of 6 yards for Hamburger. Second down, 4 yards to go. St. Cecilia now in Bayard territory at the 49. Now a Hamburger play-action pass. He throws it near side. Jackson grabs the ball, 40, 35, down to the 30-yard line and ridden out of bounds. That's Jace Jackson. Finally, the tackle is made in there by Ryan Perriott for the Bayard Tigers, the defensive back here, the 5'11", 155-pound senior. But another catch and run there by Jace Jackson this time as he moves the ball down to the 30-yard line of Bayard. And now the Hawks are on the move again with a 1:38 left here in the second quarter.
Jace Jackson now with a couple of receptions, 39 yards on the ball game, and that's the 12th first down for the Hawks into Tiger territory.
Hand off to Elliott again across the 30, 25-20, and he brings it. Well, he's still loose. He's still loose on the play down to the 15, and still they blow the thing dead. He was still on his feet. Devinelli looked like he was stopped there as the Tigers had him wrapped up, and he comes squirting out of the pile, and he still didn't get him down. Finally, officials blow it dead down there as Elliott was fighting for it down around the 10-yard line. So a nice hard run there by the fullback. Devin Elliott is having a sensational afternoon for the Hawks.
Eight carries, 81 yards for Elliott. The 13th first down for the Hawks. Elliott with a couple of touchdowns here today.
That's Jackson carrying the ball now. Cody Jackson, as he kind of dives forward down to about the 6 or 7 yard line. Tackle is made in there by Nate Applegate. Now the linebacker for Bayard, the 145-pound senior, as he makes the stop there. Now St. Cecilia wants to call a timeout. The Tigers are going to go to the far sideline and talk with Philip Willie, as St. Cecilia will come to the near side there looking for some points here late in the second quarter. We'll take a break here. 1:14 to play in the second. Hastings St. Cecilia 21, Bayard 7.
Livingston Butler Vaughn Funeral Home and Cremation.
Livingston Butler Vaughn Funeral Home and Cremation Center is a name known for quality, caring, and excellence. For now over a century, many families in this area have turned to Livingston Butler Vaughn when their need was greatest. Today, more than ever, people are beginning to see the wisdom, logic, an economic advantage to pre-arranging a funeral. It means loved ones have more time to grieve and heal. Call Livingston Butler Vaughn Funeral Home and Cremation Center today.
1230 KHAS.
Kennesaw now leading Sandhills Thetford. The score is 22-6. They're in the second quarter. Bertrand out on top of Hayes Springs. The score 23-0. They're in the first quarter. And again, the first final score we have in for football action this afternoon, Pierce all over Shadron by a score of 54-6. 21-7 here. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over the Bayard Tigers. St. Cecilia with the ball, second down and goal from the Bayard 7-yard line. St. Cecilia to our end zone to our right here at Duncan Field. Hamburger up under center again. Man goes in motion. Hamburger's got the ball under pressure. Holds it. Now throws it. It's going to be incomplete. Bryce Faber, the intended receiver in the end zone. That one was delivered low by Hamburger. So now it's going to bring up a third down and goal situation. Third down and 7 from the Bayard 7.
Boy, and if Hamburger would have looked, he had Consbrook in the corner of the end zone, but if he would have looked earlier and he was running for his life to the near sidelines, he had Faber wide open there, but then running to the sidelines, tried to throw that across his body. A very tough pass for a right-handed quarterback, and the ball goes low. So it brings up a 3rd and 7 and another timeout by St. Cecilia.
Yeah, the Hawks want to try to figure out something here to get into the end zone. 1:09 to play in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia 21, Bayard 7.
Frigidaire has been comforting homes for generations, and now Frigidaire heating and cooling products are an even better deal come tax time. Receive up to a $1,500 federal tax credit, limited to 30% of installed costs, when you purchase a high-efficiency Frigidaire system from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings. For details on the $1,500 tax credit and how a Frigidaire high-efficiency system can also significantly reduce your utility bills, contact Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning at 463-4853.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at Duncan Field in Hastings. The Class C2 State High School football playoff. St. Cecilia with a lead 21-7 over Bayard. Tigers came in last night, got fed up at Hastings College last night. We understand their post-game meal tonight is at one of our favorite restaurants here in the city of Hastings. The guys evidently going out for wings tonight out at Taylor's. Huh?
And I don't like the chances of us getting any wings later on tonight, as we like to go out there on Thursday nights. I hope that Tom has ordered a load of wings, because there's some big boys that can eat some wings. But more importantly here, back to football. 1:09 left to go, 3rd and 7 here for the Hawks.
All right, St. Cecilia's got the ball. Hamburger is going to roll to his left. He's going to run it himself. He's across the 5-yard line, takes it down to the 4, where Bayard will stop him right there. So Hamburger running it on the option play. Takes it down to about the 4-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Travis Willie. Willie's the 5'10", 245-pound senior defensive end. So St. Cecilia gets it back to the center of the field. And now we're looking at a 4th down situation. 4th down and goal from about the 3-yard line. And we'll see if Carl Tesmer likes to go for a field goal try here from a Matt Kissinger. We're going to try for it. Go for it here. The offense stays on the field. So St. Cecilia will go for it. 4th down and goal from the 3-yard line of Bayard. Hawks have the lead by a score of 21-7. Up under center is Hamburger. Backs in the eye. Hamburger hands the ball away to Jackson. He angles off on the right side. He takes it into the end zone easily. They were looking for that fullback trap, Jimmy. I think inside they had that thing all clogged up. and Jackson just takes it, angles off of the right side. He takes it into the end zone, standing up, and Cody Jackson scores for the second time here this afternoon.
65 yards now on 11 carries for Jackson, and the second touchdown, him and Elliott both with a pair of touchdown runs today. That one coming from 3 yards out. And again, Mike, a lot of penetration right in the area to where St. Cecilia runs that blast play that they have been successful on. They were looking for it. They tricked him. They go outside right tackle. Jackson walks in untouched. 27-7. Matt Kissinger in with the hold from Philip Hamburger.
Oh, that sneaky head coach Carl Tesmer. Ball is down, the kick is up, and Kissinger sends this one through the uprights. It is good. So the PAT is good. He is now 4-for-4 on extra points here this afternoon. 42 seconds to play in the second quarter. We'll take a break now with the score. Hastings St. Cecilia 28, Bayard 7.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
So a couple of nice second quarter drives for St. Cecilia. 9 plays, 56 yards. And this one, 10 plays, 80 yards. The Hawks have scored twice in the first quarter, twice in the second quarter. 28-7 lead over the Bayard Tigers here this afternoon. St. Cecilia will kick off one more time here with 42.6 seconds to play in the second.
Well, other than after the turnover, the fumble we had out of midfield, Bayard was able to take it 53 yards downfield, put the first passing touchdown on the St. Cecilia defense this season. The offense has turned around, and they have responded, Mike. And remember, a big critical play down here with that 47-yard catch by Bayard, and then the ball fumbled into the end zone. Bayard was looking to go in for a touchdown, but the fumble, and the Hawks take over and take it 80 yards downfield.
Here's the kickoff. Stewart's going to return it. He was lined up as a short man, brings it across the 20 to the 25, out to close to the 30-yard line. So that's where Bayard will have one more chance here with 37.3 seconds to play. Coming up at halftime, we will check the halftime numbers for you, get to the scoring, run down some other scores, and kind of set the stage for the state high school football playoffs. This is the opening day today. Classes C1, C2, D1, and D2 going today. And then the classes A and B will have their games tomorrow. Next round of the playoffs will be next week on Wednesday and Friday. 28-7 here. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Bayard. Here's a Stewart grabbing the ball out of the gun, throws it to the far side. It's going to be caught here by Jobman. Jobman at the 40-yard line, to the 41, to the 42, where he's gang tackled there and brought down to the turf. So a pickup there of about 10, 12 yards on the play. It's going to be a first down for Bayard, and now I think Phil Willie wants to call a timeout. Yes, he does. 29 seconds to play here in the second quarter. We'll take another break with a score. St. Cecilia 28, Bayard 7.
People around here understand the importance of caring for one another, of creating a place that's familiar, welcoming, and safe. You take good care of your family, your home, your community. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, we'll take good care of you. Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, committed to compassionate care.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at Duncan Field in Hastings, 29 seconds to play. Good crowd on hand for a mid-afternoon ball game. A lot of folks playing hooky from their jobs here this afternoon.
Yeah, I walked in and I had people looking at their wristwatch and what time did you get off? I said, don't worry about me. How did you get out of here? There are a lot of people, as you said, playing hooky. More importantly, how are people to see the doctor when he's here at the football game? Doc Herbert, he's also off very early.
All right, first down, 10 yards to go here for Bayard. They've worked the ball out here to the 43-yard line, trailing on the ball game 28-7. Stewart with the ball, just throws it again to the far side. It's caught by Jobman inside St. Cecilia territory at the 49-yard line, but he stays in bounds. That was on the far sideline, so Bayard has got to burn another timeout here as Jobman catches the ball but stays in bounds at the 49. So head coach Phil Willie has got to burn another timeout here. 18.7 seconds to play in the second quarter. We'll take another break with the score. St. Cecilia 28, Bayard 7.
At Farm Bureau, the agents know health insurance. Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent in Hastings, knows it helps to have someone to rely on when you're looking for health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty can simplify the complexities and provide options. When you need health insurance, there's just one person to call, Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth. Securities and services offered through EcoTrust Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Duncan Field in Hastings, Bayard has run only seven running plays today. Everything else have been passes from Stewart.
Yeah, to the tune of 30 of them. I'm going to add another stat sheet here with the winds continuing to gust coming across the field. But, again, Bayard coming in, as we had mentioned, over 2,100 yards of a passing for the quarterback, Stewart. He's at it again.
He's going to throw it to the near sideline. He's got a man out here, but overthrows him here on the near sideline. The intended receiver this time for the Bayard Bears, or at Bayard Tigers, was Nate Rice.
That's twice.
Hey,
that's
Bayard. The Bears should go with Bayard.
They should.
Know, they should go with the Bears.
They should. Not only am I keeping that stat, these numbers, no trains today. What's happening with the rail yard service today? We haven't had a train come whistling through to the north of Duncan Field all day long. But we go back to the prior play there. Stewart, the quarterback, very difficult pass. That is the direction the wind is blowing at his back. He just simply zipped that and out to the left side and grossly overthrew his receiver. So with 12.6 left to go here, maybe the last play of the first half.
Third down and 3 yards to go from the 49. Here's a handoff to Schmall. He brings it to the 45-yard line. Still scrambling forward down to about the 42. Tackle is made in there by the Hawks, and that will probably be the final play here. Or did Bayard use another timeout? They got one more to use, and they'll burn it right here. 6.7 seconds to play, so we're working our way toward halftime. Hold on here, gang. Let's see, are they going to go over and talk with head coach Phil Willie? Yes, they will. So we got another timeout, 6.7 seconds to play. Take a break here with St. Cecilia out on top, the Hawks 28 and the Tigers 7.
Some days we just have to deal with pests, and sometimes even termites. To help out, call Carey's Pest Control in Hastings for pest and termite control. Locally owned and operated since 1975, Carey's Pest Control does real estate termite inspections and provides lifetime termite control programs. Free estimates too. Protect some of your biggest investments, your home and other property, with an advanced termite bait system from Carey's Pest Control. Call Mike Carey or Dave Ryan. Carey's Pest Control in Hastings proudly supports St. Cecilia and area athletes and teams.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 6.7 seconds to play now in the second quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top of the Bayard Tigers by the score of 28-7. The Tigers have put together some nice drives here this afternoon. As Jimmy mentioned, they had a touchdown pass that was fumbled through the end zone. That would have been a sure six there. Their other touchdown came on a 25-yard touchdown pass from Stewart to Spencer Jobin that came with a minute to play and some change in the first quarter. And now the Tigers have taken the ball into St. Cecilia territory again, down to about the 43-yard line. It's first down and 10, but there's only 6.7 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Stewart again with an empty backfield, wide receivers all over the place. Snap comes back low. Stewart grabs it, running for his life, and now throws it. He throws it out of bounds. And that's going to be the end of the first half of play. So the time runs out here. The snap came back low to Stewart, the quarterback. He picks it off with the turf. And he just throws the ball to the far sideline after running around back there in the backfield. And now the official is going to decide if we're going to put some tenths of a second back on the clock. And they say no, the half is over. So the Tigers take the ball into St. Cecilia territory here at the end of the first half, but cannot get anything going here. And the Tigers will go into the locker room, trailing here in the ball game at halftime by a score of 28-7. So a good first half here this afternoon from Duncan Field and Hastings, as Bayard has moved the ball probably as good as anybody has against the St. Cecilia here this season. The Hawks are leading by three touchdowns. We're at halftime here this afternoon in the Class C2 State High School football playoffs at Duncan Field and Hastings. The score, Hastings St. Cecilia 28, Bayard 7.
To get your yard ready for the changing season, head to Big G Ace for great deals on Scott's fertilizers. Right now at Big G Ace, you can buy a 5,000 square foot bag of Scott's Super Winter Guard winterizer for just $15.99, or Scott's Super Winter Guard Plus 2 to kill those weeds this fall for just $19.99. Not large enough for your lawn? Big G Ace also carries the 15,000 square foot bags. Stop in Big G Ace and let the Scott's lawn experts help you get your lawn ready for an early green up next spring.
Big G Ace. Jackson's Floor Service has moved to 219 North Lexington in Hastings, on the corner of 3rd and Lexington. Jackson's Floor Service does commercial and residential installation of carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, laminate, and pre-finished wood. Call Jim and Greg at 402-462-9336 or 462-0968. Jackson's Floor Service supports the local and area athletes and teams and wishes them good luck this season. Jackson's Floor Service, now located at 219 North Lexington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at Duncan Field in Hastings. High school football action here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS in Hastings. And also KNEB out in Scotts Bluff joining us with a broadcast here this afternoon. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over the Bayard Tigers. They scored 28-7 here at the break. We'll check some halftime scores for you, and we also got some other scores from across the state in this opening day of the state high school football playoffs. So get you some numbers, scoring, and a whole lot more coming up, so stick around. In Class D1, after the first quarter, Elgin Pope John has got the lead over Southwest. The score is 14-12. So Elgin Pope John with a lead over Southwest after the first quarter, 14-12 in Class D1. Kennesaw has jumped out on top of Sandhills Thetford. That is in the second quarter. The Kennesaw Blue Devils leading Sandhills Thetford by the score of 30-12. Other scores that we have in, Bertrand has got a lead over Hayes Springs. After the first quarter, it's Bertrand 31, Hayes Springs nothing. Some other scores that we have, looks like after the first quarter in Class D2, St. Mary's out on top of Wallace by the score of 28-0. And earlier today in our first final score this opening day of the state playoffs, it was Pierce defeating Shadron today by the score of 54-6. So those are some of the early scores that we have in. We'll keep our eyes on the action here throughout the second half here this afternoon with Hastings St. Cecilia out on top of Bayard by the score of 28-7 here at halftime. So the Hawks scoring two touchdowns in the first quarter. They add two more in the second quarter. The Bayard Tigers scoring their only touchdown late in the first quarter of play, and that's the way we stand here at halftime. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead over the Tigers. The score, St. Cecilia 28, Bayard 7. We'll have more in 1 minute.
Need relief from low temperatures and high prices? Just call your Lennox dealer, Precision Heating and Air Conditioning, at 402-463-6061 and receive up to a $1,200 rebate when you purchase a Lennox heating and cooling system. Act now to get a rebate and take advantage of tax credits while they last. Call Precision Heating and Air Conditioning today at 402-463-6061. Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses. See your participating Lennox dealer for details. Lennox, innovation never felt so good.
Frigidaire has been comforting homes for generations, and now Frigidaire heating and cooling products are an even better deal come tax time. Receive up to a $1,500 federal tax credit, limited to 30% of installed costs, when you purchase a high-efficiency Frigidaire system from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings. For details on the $1,500 tax credit and how a Frigidaire high-efficiency system can also significantly reduce your utility bills, contact Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning at 463-4853.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at Duncan Field in Hastings. The Class C2 State High School football playoffs. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top here at halftime. The score is 28-7. The Hawks are undefeated on the season. They are 8-0. They are the defending Class C1 state champions. Of course, they're dropping down to C2 here for the 2010 season. Get you the scoring in the first half of play. Cody Jackson intercepts the ball in the first offensive possession for Bayard. Jackson gets the pick, and a couple of plays later, four plays, 39 yards. Devin Ellie takes it into the end zone for the first St. Cecilia touchdown. That came with 9 minutes and 30 seconds to play in the first quarter. The Hawks had the lead by a score of 7-0. St. Cecilia gets the ball back. They go eight plays and 63 yards. And again, Devin Ellie takes it in from 5 yards out this time. So a couple of touchdowns, a couple of series there for St. Cecilia. PAT was good by Kissinger. They jumped down to a 14-0 lead. And then late in the first quarter, it was a Bayard getting on the scoreboard. They throw a 25-yard touchdown pass from Brandon Stewart to Spencer Jobman. The point after touchdown was good, 14-7 at the end of the first quarter in favor of St. Cecilia. Hawks come right back, though, and put together a 9-play, 56-yard drive capped off by a 1-yard touchdown run by Cody Jackson. The PAT good. St. Cecilia had the lead 21-7. And then that last possession right before halftime, St. Cecilia had a 10-play, 80-yard drive. Cody Jackson takes it in from 4 yards out to PAT. Good by Kissinger as he is 4-for-4 here this afternoon. St. Cecilia out on top by a score of 28-7 as we have reached halftime here at Duncan Field in Hastings. So, Jimmy, as we mentioned right before the halftime break, Bayard, a team that has moved the ball up and down the field here against the Saints. So he had a touchdown taken away from him as Jobin fumbled the ball into the end zone that was recovered by St. Cecilia. Other than that, Bayard has moved the ball, but they have not been able to get into the end zone with the exception of that one touchdown there in the first quarter.
Well, they really have, Mike. And 473 yards of total offense between the two football games. Everything has been brought up about the Bayard offensive attack as far as throwing the football, and they are everything they are made up to be, and the stat sheets show it. A lot of yards from Bayard through the air, as we knew coming in they were going to do that, and then St. Cecilia grinding it out on the ground, putting up a lot of numbers on the ground, but what a ball game. The only thing that Bayard really has is having a tough time doing is keeping the Hawks offensively on the ground out of the end zone. We look at the Bayard Tigers at halftime unofficially. Brandon Stewart, the quarterback, as we talked about, a lot of passes. I will be as the next break throwing another stat sheet up here. He is 18 of 32 passing in the football game, and we're just at half. They average 34 coming in. He's already thrown at 32. I would expect Phil Willett to probably crank it up, and he'll throw a good 70 passes here in this football game. Yes, 70. We've seen more. I got to thinking about that number, too, also up at Dana when the quarterback up there, Tom Lynch, threw for 109 times. I do remember that. But 32 passes today by Brandon Stewart for 185 yards, one touchdown, that coming early in the second quarter. Rushing the football, the Tigers, 8 carries, 41 yards. Not a lot of stuff on the ground there for Bayard. So 226 of total offense in the football game and 10 first downs for Bayard this afternoon. On the side of St. Cecilia, the Hawks, Philip Hamburger throwing the football, 6 of 11 passing, 93 yards here in the ball game. The Hawks have toted it 24 times for 154 yards, so 247 of total offense here at half. 13 first downs. We look at some individual guys standing out so far in the football game. Jace Jackson receiving. It was Matt Kissinger last week. It's Jace Jackson tonight. Jackson with a couple of catches and 39 yards. Jordan Consbrook also with 39 yards on one reception. We look at rushing the football. Cody Jackson, 11 carries, 65 yards, a couple of touchdowns. Those coming from 3 and 1 yards, respectively. And also Devin Ellie with 8 carries and 81 yards in the football game. A couple of touchdowns as well for him. Those coming in the first quarter from 9 and 5 yards out. But again, Mike, just the offensive line really winning the battle. That's where you win your football games at. And they are doing the job right now against this Bayard defense. But give credit where credit's due. Phil Willie has got a tremendous offense coming in here. He just needs to crank up the defensive pressure a little bit. But again, this St. Cecilia offense is high-powered. We've seen them all year long crank up some big, big numbers. And they will not go away here. They will continue to keep trying to rack up some more points here as the Hawks lead it here at half, 28-7.
I think if you're St. Cecilia, you cannot feel too comfortable at this point because of the high-powered offense of Bayard. Like we said, we have seen just about everything. We've had double reverses, a double reverse halfback pass back to the quarterback. We've had fake punts deep in their own end. The Bayard Tigers are not afraid to do anything in this ball game here.
Well, and the thing is about playoff football, Mike, it's a win and you continue on. If you lose, you turn your uniforms in and you get ready for basketball season, so you might as well pull all the stops out. And we knew coming in Phil Willie was not going to mess around. He was going to throw a lot of new twists into this ball game that maybe St. Cecilia had not seen on any of the tapes that they had broken down. And they have done a great job, and I look for a lot of that in the second half. They've got to pull out some stops. This is a very quick-striking offense. If they can get some guys loose, and that, boy, that looms large, that one catch of 47 yards downfield all the way to the 5-yard line, looking like the Tigers were going to go in for a touchdown to draw closer to the St. Cecilia Hawks. But then coming in from behind, the ball is batted out of the receiver's hands, goes into the end zone. Cody Jackson recovers it. The Hawks take over, and then they go 80 yards and put 6 more on the board. So, again, the Hawks out in front, but again, all stops will be pulled out with Phil Willie and his staff. They have done a tremendous job with this offense. That's a tough offense to coach, but they orchestrate that thing beautifully.
You and I both talked with Coach Willie before the ball game, and we're kind of joking around. He is an ex-Hastings College Bronco football player. He played on the defensive line. We kind of kid him that he didn't learn that stuff while he was making his residency here in Hastings. He had to learn that somewhere else.
No, and he had mentioned that Texas Tech, they had had a seminar that they came around and did, and he liked what he's seen. He wanted to throw something different in to his team, and boy, this is something we haven't seen. We've seen some teams that throw the football, but they do a lot of seven-step drops and, you know, some swing passes, but boy, this is, they do the jailbreaks, they do double reverses, they go across the middle, they go deep. They're not afraid to throw the football anywhere, and the numbers show it for the quarterback, Stewart, as he's coming into this football game and throwing for over 2,100 yards this season, 25 touchdowns on the year, and he's already got 185 here just in the first half against a defense like St. Cecilia. And we see in the season, they're not afraid to rack up some points. We've seen them, they racked up 61 points against Bridgeport, 55 against Dundee County. They put up 53 on Morrill, and also 55 against the Sutherland Sailors. So, again, they can strike quickly, and they can put a lot of points on the board. Will they be able to against the quick defensive secondary that St. Cecilia has? Maybe not. Nobody else has been able to. But so far, they really impressed with their offense. They do it very well.
We're at halftime here this afternoon, the opening round of the Class C2 State High School football playoffs. We'll take another break with a score. Hastings St. Cecilia 28, Bayard 7.
Buy two, get two free right now at your area CPI Mr. Tire. Buy two Quiet Riding Cooper Xeon 2XS, the great handling tire that brings fun back to driving. Buy two, get two free in sizes P225-45ZR17 2XS and P235-40R17 2XS. While quantities last, along with free rotation, mounting, balancing, and road hazard warranty, only at your area CPI Mr. Tire.
Klingler Embroidery continues to be your one-stop shop for business apparel. Klingler Embroidery has the latest styles in easy care fabrics. Check out the selection of ladies' apparel with matching styles for men at Klingler's. As always, there's no minimum order. Fill-ins are not a problem. For quality work at competitive prices, Klingler Embroidery, helping your business look outstanding. Klingler Embroidery, 306 North Lincoln, downtown Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at Duncan Field in Hastings. It is 28-7. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over the Bayard Tigers here this afternoon. Winner of this ball game will move on to play the winner of the Sutton Donovan Trumbull ball game. That one goes at 7 o'clock tonight in Sutton. And for St. Cecilia, that'll be a rematch of some regular season ball games. St. Cecilia handling both Donovan Trumbull and Sutton during the regular season. In fact, they played Sutton just last week in the final game of the regular season and beat the Mustangs by the score of 48-0. They beat Donovan Trumbull earlier this year by the score of 54-0. So if St. Cecilia goes on to win this football game, they will have a rematch from a regular season contest in the second round of the state playoffs. That would be on Wednesday night. Other games going on in the Class C2 state playoffs here for 2010. In the western half of the bracket, you've got Chase County playing at Ravenna tonight. West Holt is at Crofton. Also tonight, it'll be Cross County playing at North Platte St. Pat's. It's Hershey playing Perkins County. That one goes later on this afternoon. Blue Hill will take on Kearney Catholic later on tonight in Kearney. And Superior is playing at Cambridge tonight. That will go at 6 o'clock. In the eastern half of the bracket in Class C2, the number one seed over there is Archbishop Bergen. They have got a home game tonight against Hardington Cedar Catholic. Other games on the eastern half of the bracket in Class C2, Humboldt Table Rock Steinauer will play at Weeping Water tonight. Stanton is at Tri-County. Lutheran High Northeast playing at Elmwood Murdoch. Southern is at Wilbur Claytonia tonight. Other games in C2, it'll be Ponca playing at Homer. Lincoln Christian is at Oakland Craig. And UTAN will take on Aquinas Catholic tonight in David City. So the next round of the playoffs is going to be on Wednesday, November 3rd. Then we'll go to Tuesday, November 9th. Then we'll get you into the semifinals and on into the championship. And the championship games this year are going to be at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. They've kind of changed things around. They'll be playing on a Monday and a Tuesday right before Thanksgiving. So they'll play the semifinals on Monday, November 15th. and on Tuesday, November 16th, and then they'll get into the championship matches on the November 22nd and 23rd at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. So that's the way the state playoffs shake out here for 2010. Bayard is trailing the Hastings St. Cecilia Bluehawks here at Duncan Field at halftime. The score is St. Cecilia 28, Bayard 7. We've got the second half coming up in 1 minute.
Professional service, financial strength, and stability. Just three ways to describe Eller Brock Norris Insurance. Eller Brock Norris Insurance works for you, providing the right coverage for you and your family. For all your home, life, auto, and business insurance needs, turn to Eller Brock Norris Insurance, serving you for more than 100 years. That's stability. Eller Brock Norris Insurance, 2203 Osborne Drive West, Hastings, with locations in Hastings, Kearney, and Omaha. Call 402-463-2461 for an insurance proposal today.
Some days we just have to deal with pests, and sometimes even termites. To help out, call Carey's Pest Control in Hastings for pest and termite control. Locally owned and operated since 1975, Carey's Pest Control does real estate termite inspections and provides lifetime termite control programs. Free estimates too. Protect some of your biggest investments, your home and other property with an advanced termite bait system from Carey's Pest Control. Call Mike Carey or Dave Ryan. Carey's Pest Control in Hastings proudly supports St. Cecilia and area athletes and teams.
1230 KHAS.
High school football action here this afternoon in Hastings. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Bayard, 28-7. Again, the Bayard quarterback in the Brandon Stewart has attempted 32 passes already this afternoon. Bayard with 226 yards of total offense in the ball game thus far, compared to 247 for Hastings St. Cecilia. Devon Elliott scored a couple of touchdowns for the Blue Hawks and runs of 9 yards and 5 yards. Cody Jackson with a couple of touchdowns in the second quarter of 1 and 4 yards. And again, the touchdown by Bayard came on a 25-yard touchdown pass from Brandon Stewart to Spencer Jobin. And that's the way we stand here, 28-7 in favor of Hastings St. Cecilia here at halftime. So the Hawks going through their last-second preparations here as they come over to the near sidelines now as the Bayard Bears, they were huddled up to our end zone to our right as we get set to go here this afternoon.
Three Bears.
Oh, yeah, three Bears.
Three Bears.
Three Bears.
Three
the
Bears,
Tigers.
That's all right. Three Bears. They're the Tigers. That's fine. You've done a pretty good job so far. Just three, and we're about ready to get the third quarter underway. Playoff football. What an exciting day. We get these afternoon games. Beautiful weather. We have been blessed with some tremendous weather all through the football season. We've done football games from this very spot so many times where I can't even get ink to come out of my pen. It's so cold. It's freezing. My nose is running miserable. The wind has subsided a little bit here as we get ready to go for second half football. But wanted to throw a little congratulations to the Superior Wildcats. They get in. They're on their way to Cambridge. And I've heard they're listening.
Yeah, they're locked in with us as they...
The Cats.
We got a text message from them earlier that they were locked into our broadcast and heading out west. So good luck to you guys out in Cambridge as you play their football game tonight. Might mention, Jimmy, we are the people especially listening out on KNEB in Scotts Bluff. Duncan Field is actually a baseball field here in Hastings, and we're playing out in the outfield. Kind of runs from one side out here to the left field corner to the right field corner. But this is the historic baseball field in Hastings. It's the home of the Blue Hawks. And yeah, we're not in real good facilities here. We're underneath the press box on some scaffolding. And what reminded me of how treacherous this is sometimes is what happened at Notre Dame yesterday when the scaffolding and the scissor lift kind of fell over and actually had one fatality there. But I was assured that this thing is bolted down before we got up here today.
Well, you know, I don't believe Tim Farmer would probably lie to us. He said, you guys are okay. Get up there and get ready to do the broadcast. It's not the best of facilities that we can do a football game from, but as far as playing field, the city does a tremendous job taking care of this field. It is in absolute perfect shape. Down a very short grass, they do a great job, as we said, with the baseball field, and they're trying to get funds generated to rejuvenate. As we got the early onside kick here by Cambridge,
Now we've got a penalty flag down. The ball was recovered by St. Cecilia's. Bayard goes with an onside kick to begin the second half.
Yeah, and I start thinking Cambridge, it's Bayard that was on there. As I was saying quickly, they're trying to renovate this baseball stadium and trying to generate some funds to do that. And then very quickly, Bayard lines up, and they did the onside kick. And this penalty flag is going to go against the Tigers as they're speaking with Jordan Consbrook, the captain for St. Cecilia.
That's an illegal touch. The ball did not really go 10 yards here, so they try to They just run out there, and they line up immediately for the kickoff of the second half, and Baird goes with an onside kick to the near side to try to keep the St. Cecilia Bluehawks off guard here. An illegal touch there on Baird, so St. Cecilia will get the ball, and boy, now you give the ball. You've got to come up with that onside kick because now you give St. Cecilia a short field at the 49-yard line.
Well, we do. We've seen the Tigers run a fake punt inside their own 10-yard line. They were able to pick it up, and now another couple dipsy-doodle plays, and now they onside kick, and they give the Hawks the football inside Tiger territory at the 49, and Phillip Hamburger looking for blood first play.
He's got a man wide open. That's Jace Jackson. He grabs the ball, touchdown. 49-yard touchdown pass thrown from Hamburger to Jace Jackson. Jimmy, there was not a man around within 15 yards of Jace Jackson. That was a touchdown all the way.
The quarterback back there, Brandon Stewart, was on defensive coverage. But again, the Jacksons with tremendous speed. I don't know how they breed that into their family. They're all fast. Even Grandpa upstairs is fast. But that one there, Jace Jackson blows right by the would-be defender. 49 yards on the touchdown and just that quick. St. Cecilia not messing around this football game. They tack on six more. Phillip Hamburger will hold here as Matt Kissinger attempts another point after.
He's 4 for 4 so far this afternoon. So St. Cecilia tacks on 9 seconds into the second half after they do not come up with the onside kick to start off this third quarter. The extra point is up there. It is good. So Hastings St. Cecilia tacks on another 7 points. We're just 9 seconds into the second half. 11 minutes and 51 seconds to play in the third quarter. It's now Hastings St. Cecilia 35, Baird 7.
Sideline from an injury, recovering from a surgery, whatever your ailment, physical therapy and sports rehab is the right choice for your physical and occupational therapy needs. We offer convenient hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and our free Saturday morning sports clinic for local athletes from 8 to 10 a.m. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. The people you know and the name you trust. Log on to PTSRHastings.com or at 207 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at Duncan Field and Hastings. 11:51 to play here in the third quarter. Let me assure you that Goldilocks is nowhere to be found here in the stands tonight.
And not even the Three Bears. The St. Cecilia quickly in this football game throws a 49-yard touchdown pass to Jace Jackson. That one there, Matt Kissinger kick goes into the end zone for a touchback. So just that quick in the football game. The St. Cecilia offense is very, very quick strike. They're like lightning, and they struck right there. It's 35-7 early in this third quarter.
But I like what Coach Willie did there as they try to keep Hastings St. Cecilia off guard, to catch him off guard there. You've got to come up with that ball, though, because a short field, and you see what St. Cecilia does.
Yeah, if you're going to gamble, you better try to get some payoff sooner or later. You're going to be in the tank, and they trail big now to the St. Cecilia Bluehawks.
Here's a Stewart going to run the ball. The quarterback, he brings it to the 22 to the 23-yard line. They fake the ball up inside to Schmall, and then Stewart takes the ball to the far side for a couple of yards, but the St. Cecilia defense over there in a hurry. And the guy who just had a last touchdown reception, Jace Jackson on defense, runs into a Brandon Stewart and brings him down. A pickup of about 4 yards in the play.
Well, Jace Jackson making his presence be known, receiving the football also on the defensive side of things. Jackson now over 100 yards of receiving here in the football game. Stewart back to throw again.
He throws it to the near side. The ball is going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by St. Cecilia, and getting away with a football is going to be the Hawks, and they take it into the end zone. That's Matt Kissinger. Did he get in, or did he step out of bounds?
Stepped out of bounds inside the 10-yard line, actually. From our vantage point, it's off to the left here. Tough to see from the scaffolding, but they're going to mark this inside the 5-yard line. Again, the quarterback, Stewart, was looking to throw a swing pass out here in front of the St. Cecilia bench, and Kissinger, with his quick feet, jumps in front of the receiver, picks the football off, takes it all the way downfield inside the 5. Actually, they'll spot it at the 5. So first and goal for the Hawks, and disastrous strike in Phil Willie and his Bayard Tigers here in the second half.
So an interception there by Kissinger, trying to get into the end zone, but his momentum carries him out of bounds at the 5-yard line. Now they hand the ball off to Cody Jackson, angles on from the right side for a yard, maybe two, before he is brought down there. A tackle is made in there by the Tigers, and leading the charges there was number 88, Allen Denton, who's into the ball game now for Phil Willie. Denton, 5'10", 160-pound sophomore, linebacker there for the Tigers. Third down and second down and 3 yards to go for the touchdown. Second and goal for Hastings St. Cecilia. Hawks have already scored once since halftime. They've got a 35-7 advantage. Hamburger now up under center. backs in the I formation. Man goes in motion. Handoff to a Devin Alley. He takes it in the end zone for his third touchdown of the day. Devin Alley stuffs it in there from 3 yards out, and the Hawks have scored twice here in the first 90 seconds of this third quarter.
Alley now 9 carries, 84 yards, 3 touchdowns. I believe he had 3 touchdowns last week in the game against the Sutton Mustangs, the last regular season football game. But again, between the tackles, the Hawks are just so dominant. They open up a huge hole in that little fullback trap again. Gets Ellie in for his third touchdown of the ball game. And Matt Kissinger, again, he's going to have to apply for overtime as he is perfect on PATs today. Will be in, and again, kneeling will be Philip Hamburger.
Could be a candidate for our player of the game. He's going to be 5 for 5 here on extra points. He's got an interception, too, on defense. Ball is down. A kick is up, and this one is blocked. So I think we jinxed him.
Yeah,
after such a great day kicking the football. Extra point is blocked there. Micah Schmall got in there and denied the extra point, so the PAT is no good. 10 minutes and 27 seconds to play in quarter number 3. It's now Hastings St. Cecilia 41 and Bayard 7.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
1230 KHAS.
Bertrand has got the lead over Hayes Springs now. Late in the second quarter, it's 51-0. St. Mary's leading Wallace in the second quarter. It's 44-0. And now Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead here over Bayard. The score is 41-7. Here's the end-over-end kick by Kissinger. Bowers will grab this one at about the 2-yard line. Comes back to the center of the field. He is in trouble as he approaches a 10, and down he goes. The ball may have squirted loose, but I think Bowers was stopped there at the 10-yard line. So the Bayard Tigers will start deep in their own territory. Down on special teams, making the stop there. A couple of guys for Hastings St. Cecilia. So now the Tigers will come out first down and 10 yards to go. Football will be placed right in between the 9 and the 10-yard line. So Bowers runs into trouble. Saw nothing but blue shirts there in the center of the field as he brought that ball back. And now Stewart and the gang is going to come back out here for the Bayard Tigers. They'll stay in that shotgun set. Wide receivers all over the place. Last pass by Stewart was picked off by Kissinger. It's a pass across the middle, and this one is nearly picked off by Faber. They were going on a short pass pattern there to Ryan Perriott, and Bryce Faber nearly picked that one off, Jimmy. That was right in his hands at about the 13-yard line.
Well, the thing is, wouldn't have been any chance to advance that football as Faber was going to the turf, but he should have had that. That hit him right in the breadbasket as against Faber, jumped the receiver, and was able to get in great position and almost bring that in for an interception. So, again, ball falls incomplete, second down and 10 here. The ball at the Tiger 9. 10-17 left to go here in the third quarter. Hawks comfortably out ahead here.
All right, a low snap. Stewart picks it up again, down around his ankles, and now he's in trouble. Backs up. He throws it in the center of the field. It's going to be almost picked off again. That one he just throws up there, and that baby was almost picked up by Joel Groffel. So two passes right in the hands of blue shirts here, Jimmy, and that time Groffel cannot grab the ball at the 23-yard line.
Well, and he was looking downfield for Rice, number 14, and just simply underthrew that. And again, Groffel coming from the far side of the field. That was just he was on a full sprint, but that hit him right in the hands. You got to make that pick as two passes nearly intercepted for Stewart, the quarterback here, third and 10.
Stewart is at it, knacked of throwing INTs this year. He had 25 touchdowns, 15 interceptions coming into the football game here this afternoon. And now the Tigers backed up here on third down and 10 yards to go from their own 9-yard line. Again, a low snap. Stewart's going to throw it here on the near side. It's caught here by Jobin. He gets away across the 10 to the 15-yard line. The ball pops loose. The ball pops loose. It's going to be picked up by Hamburger. He returns the ball back into the end zone for the touchdown. The ball comes loose at about the 15-yard line as Jobin was fighting for some additional yardage. It comes loose right on the sideline. Hamburger picks it up and just walks his way into the end zone. Touchdown, St. Cecilia.
When it rains, it pours, and when it goes against you, it goes bad for Philip Willie, the head coach of the Bayard Tigers. You could not draw this up any worse for a football team to start the second half out, as they have just absolutely self-destructed here. And the receiver just simply, Mike, after a 13-yard gain, trying to fight for some additional yards. He had the first down. It falls to the turf. Phil Hamburger picks it up, and with his speed, nobody's going to bring him down. He trots in, and Matt Kissinger in again for the PAT duties.
So officially 23 yards on the return there by Hamburger on the fumble return for his score. Here comes the extra point. It's going to be up there. It's going to be good. So St. Cecilia exploding here in the third quarter of play, and we have still got 9 minutes and 57 seconds to play. The Hawks have scored three times here in a matter of, less than 3 minutes, just over 2 minutes here in the ball game. In the second half, we'll take another break. 9:57 to play in the third quarter. It's now Hastings St. Cecilia 48, Bayard 7.
Mascotti Health Center proudly supports the St. Cecilia athletes, teams, and coaches. Mascotti Health Center has an integrated team of family physicians and mental health care providers, specializing in family practice and obstetrics, always caring for its current patients and always welcoming new patients. Mascotti Health Center is open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. They are stewards of compassionate care at Mascotti Health Center in the Crozier Park Professional Center, 223 East 14th Street, Suite 100 in Hastings. Call Mascotti Health Center, 463-2929.
1230 KHAS.
So a bad onside kick to begin the third quarter, recovered by St. Cecilia. A Matt Kissinger interception, and now a fumble returned 23 yards by Phil Hamburger. St. Cecilia scored three touchdowns here in the first couple of minutes of the second half, and is now 48-7 in favor of Hastings St. Cecilia. Kickoff by Kissinger. Bowers brings the ball back. He's across the 10 to the 15. And he approaches the 20-yard line where he's brought down there. So that's where the Tigers will come back out here. So it went downhill, Jimmy, when Coach Willie tried the onside kick. They were hit with the illegal touch there. St. Cecilia had the short field at the 49-yard line. It's been all downhill for the Tigers since halftime.
Well, the Tigers have attempted four passes here in the second half, one rushing play. But they have given up three quick touchdowns to the St. Cecilia offense, as we have an equipment problem with the center, and I believe we're about ready to get going. But, yeah, you just couldn't have things happen any worse as a head coach, and St. Cecilia has exploded here in the second half.
And now here's the quarterback again. Stewart going to keep the ball on the ground as they're going to go to a Schmall, and he fights for a little, if any, running room right there as he's brought down by Konsberg of Hastings St. Cecilia. So now we're at 48-7. We've got a running clock now here in the state high school football playoffs. Anything over 35, we've got a running clock, and we certainly have that right now. It's 48-7, St. Cecilia with a lead.
Well, we talked about the play chart for Bayard in the second half. St. Cecilia has run two rushing plays and one pass play, and they've put three touchdowns on the board.
Here's Stewart with the ball. He just lofts it out there, and that's going to be incomplete. Cody Kantz was the intended receiver over there for the Bayard Tigers. St. Cecilia again had a bead on that one. The quarterback on that right side was, I think it was Jackson over there. Or was that Groffel, one of the two? They had a nice play on the ball but couldn't come up with it.
Yeah, that was Jace Jackson on coverage out there, and he nearly was able, with his speed, to get in front of the intended receiver. That would have been 6 points and more disaster for Bayard.
Third down and 11 yards to go. The football resting between the 19 and the 20-yard line. Bayard moving from our left to our right here in this third quarter. There's a low snap as Stewart just throws the ball out there. It's going to be caught running with a football at a far side, and not going too far is going to be Kantz. Gans picks up a couple of yards, but that was nearly disaster again. Groffel into the stop there for Hastings St. Cecilia. A lot of pressure as the snap came back low, and it looked like Stewart just was like a hot potato. He just wanted to throw it somewhere. He finds Cody Krantz, a pickup of about a yard and a half on the play.
The one thing about Stewart, he has got a very quick release. You hear scouts and everything talking about a good quarterback that can throw the football with a quick release. Stewart definitely has that, as he grabbed that football very quickly, got it out of his hands, and the punt now to the duo back there in Kissinger and Jackson.
End over end kick by Jobman. It's going to take a nice roll here across the 40-yard line, and now St. Cecilia touches the ball. Bayard grabs it, and it's going to be a first down for Bayard. There's a mistake for St. Cecilia.
Well, and again, you need to get away from the football if you're going to elect to just let it tumble along the ground. And, boy, the St. Cecilia coaching staff not very happy with Matt Kissinger to add injury to insult. Now, he is hurt. He is the kicker and also a wide receiver on offense, defense. And I believe he's got a little bit of a cramp issue, it looks like, as they're trying to work that out. But, Mike, that punt landed at about the 50-yard line. It bounced. Cody Jackson got away from it. And then Kissinger just kind of fooled with the idea that maybe I should pick it up and take it. And then it hits his right foot, bounces into a Tiger, and they take over the football. And, again, Kissinger is down on the seat of his pants here. But Bayard is going to have tremendous field position as they're going to take over at the Hawk 35.
Brandon Bowers, I think, is the guy who got down there for Bayard to recover that fumble. So now they're attending to Kissinger, and he's going to come off of the field. So St. Cecilia has had some mistakes here in this ball game. And that one was definitely a mistake, as Kissinger is going to hobble off of the field, and hopefully he's able to continue here for St. Cecilia. Looks like a cramping problem. He's going to be helped to the sideline. So definitely a mistake. These things will be amplified as we head down in the next couple of rounds of the state playoffs.
Well, they will be. There's going to be some teams that you can ill afford to have any mistakes, and St. Cecilia has had their fair share today. They've overcome it.
Here comes the blitz. Here's Stewart going to throw the ball. He does it in the center field. It's going to be caught by Krantz. Krantz with the ball at the 25-yard line. Gets away down to the 20. Takes it down to about the 18-yard line, where the tackle is finally made in there by St. Cecilia. And making the stop for the Hawks is going to be a Joel Wallmeyer. So Wallmeyer gets downfield to make that tackle there. But now it gives the Bayard Tigers a little bit of life here. First down and 10 yards to go. They got the ball now at the Hastings St. Cecilia 17 following the muff punt. Stewart throws it near side. Jobin has got the ball across the 15, and he's rustled out of bounds here on the near sideline. So Jobin, he's having a good day today for Bayard as well. We're down to 6:20 to play. The clock is running, although Jobin was knocked out of bounds down here. It's going to bring up a second down situation. Second down. And a couple of yards to go. The football is at the 12-yard line. They're going to take it to the 10 for the first down.
Mike, by the way, pass number 40. 40 pass attempts for Brandon Stewart here this afternoon, and he is racking up some pretty good numbers against this St. Cecilia defense as he looks at his left wristband and calls the play here.
Yeah, Schmall is in the backfield. They're going to fake the ball to him, and now he's going to take off himself. Stewart has got the ball. He's got the first down across the 10, takes it down to about the 6-yard line, where he's written down over there by Jackson. To tell you how good the St. Cecilia defense has been this year, Jimmy, this is a defense that has allowed only 93 yards per ball game rushing, only 22 yards per ball game passing. For 115 yards, they have allowed 2.5 points per ball game, but we have not seen as sophisticated as an offense that we have seen here out of Bayard here this afternoon.
They have given up 279 so far in this game.
Here's a little quick pass over to the left side. It's going to be grabbed there by a Schmall. He's going to be spun down like a top out of the turf at the 5-yard line. So a little quick pass there. Jace Jackson over there defensively for Hastings St. Cecilia. In fact, that one lost some yardage there. Nice defensive play by Jackson. They move the ball from the 6 all the way back to about the 8-yard line. So now it's going to bring up a second down and goal, with the ball sitting at about the 8-yard line of Hastings St. Cecilia. Bayard working here in the third quarter of play. 4:50 left in the period, 48-7. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. Stewart standing in the gun, backs up and just throws it into the corner of the end zone for a jump ball situation. Nice catch, touchdown! Jobman makes the catch in the corner of the right end zone. A touchdown for Bayard. That was a beautiful catch by Jobman.
Boy, outstanding catch. That may be one of the best catches we have seen all season long. Draped all over top of Jobman was Philip Hamburger. Very athletic as well, about 6'3" as Hamburger. But Jobman just simply goes high into the air and one-hands it over top of Phil Hamburger in the corner of the end zone. That was one of the highest 10-yard passes I've ever seen. But give credit where credit's due, and Stewart throws the 10-yard touchdown pass. So with 4:33 left to go here, the PAT is down, it's up, and it is good. So Bayard gets seven on the board. They trail 48-14, but a nice play and catch.
Yeah, Dustin Daniel knocks home the extra point there for the Bayard Tigers. 4 minutes and 35 seconds to play in the third quarter. It's now Hastings St. Cecilia 48, Bayard 14.
High School is a private Catholic college preparatory school for grades 9 through 12, focusing on the student in a professional learning community, striving to provide a challenging academic experience while developing the whole student spiritually and socially. St. Cecilia students have contributed thousands of hours of community service to Hastings and the area. Students can participate in 12 sports programs, plus many other school activities, including academic decathlon and Teens for Life. Call Hastings Catholic Schools at 462-2105 and at stchastings.org.
1230 KHAS.
So Bayard scores here in the third quarter. 4 minutes and 35 seconds to go. 48-14. The Hawks have the lead, but that was a nice pass from Stewart to Spencer Jobman. Covers 10 yards. 48-14 now as the Bayard Tigers not rolling over here. That was a nice drive, but it all started with that muff punt.
227 yards of passing for Stewart here this afternoon on 42 pass attempts here at Duncan Field. This might be nearing a Duncan Field record as far as pass attempts from a quarterback, but Stewart, very nice job. Two touchdowns this afternoon coming from 22 and 10 yards, both of them going to Jobman.
Here's another onside kick, and it hits a St. Cecilia defender here at the 50-yard line in a big pileup. Let's see the officials, Len Stackham, to get the ball to Bayard. A second onside kick, and that one was recovered by Bayard. I didn't catch the number. I think it's number 44 running off of there. He's got all kinds of juice in him here. David Godine, I think, is the guy who recovered the ball. So two onside kicks here by Bayard in the second half. The first one didn't work. That one did.
Give Phil Willie credit. He has pulled out all the stops. Two onside kicks today. That one there is good. St. Cecilia with nobody in there for the hands team. That actually went off of Joe Clark, number 58. But more importantly, the Tigers take over. And Stewart looking for blood.
He throws it to the near side. It's going to be caught here by Nate Rice. And he's ridden out of bounds here on the near sideline. Over here for the Hawks was Joe Wallmeyer. That is unbelievable. They're pulling out all the stops here. Ogallala is out on top of Sandy Creek, 33-0 at halftime. Gordon Rushville now leading Fillmore Central, 28-7. Sterling has got a 12-0 lead over Why Not. Some other scores from across the state in high school football action. Pick up a four in the last play, second down and six. Stewart grabs the ball. Here's a pass across the middle. It's going to be incomplete. Cody Krantz was the intended receiver right in the center of the field. Back there at coverage for St. Cecilia was Joel Groffel for the Hawks. So now we do not have a running clock. We're down to 4:24 to play here in the third quarter. It's 48-14, so a 34-point differential. 35 is when the running clock kicks in.
Alan Bayard sitting here faced with a third and six. The ball in St. Cecilia territory after the onside kick. It's down at the Hawk 46, and now Stewart gets the play sent in. He's ready to go.
He stands in a gun on a third down situation, and now Stewart has got it. He pushes the ball back here at the last second to a Schmall. He's going to be spun down right in front of the St. Cecilia bench. Got it down around to a 41-yard line or so before he's spun down out of bounds. Over here for Hastings St. Cecilia defensively was number 24, Kevin Ryan, who's into the ball game now. So now Bayard will go on a fourth down and six situation. And, boy, why not try it the way Phil Willie has been rolling the dice here this afternoon.
I tell you what. You're going to Vegas next year. I think I'm going with you, and I think we're taking Phil Willie.
Oh, yeah, anytime he wants to go, he's going with me.
He is a Western Nebraska gambler.
Fourth down and 3 yards to go from the 42-yard line, and the Hawks jump off sides up front. So on a long count there, St. Cecilia jumps off sides up front in that defensive line, and jumping the gun there for Hastings St. Cecilia was number 76, Ryan Sheehy, and he is a big boy. Sheehy at 235 pounds. So on a fourth down and three, they go with a hard count there. Sheehy jumps off sides. That will give Bayard a first down. 48-14 is the score. We're down to 4 minutes and 18 seconds to play here in the third quarter. I'm impressed with what Bayard has got done. It doesn't look like that on the scoreboard, but they have done some nice things today.
They really have. That's first down number 14 coming via the penalty and deeper into Hawk territory down to the 36.
Again, Stewart grabs it on the low snap. There's a throw over to Jobin. He grabs the ball. He's at the 35-yard line, slips the tackler, takes it down to the 30-yard line, and he's right out of bounds on the far side. So another completed pass to Jobin. He's right out of bounds over there by Hastings St. Cecilia defensively. I'll tell you what, the DBs for St. Cecilia might be getting tired out there. They've been chasing around this white and black uniform football team all afternoon today.
Well, they have, and I talked about it in the pregame show. You knew the St. Cecilia secondary was going to be true, tested today. They have been, and that is the 45th pass attempt from Stewart, and second down and one here, just a swing pass out the left side.
That's Rice with the ball, and he's going to be ridden out of bounds after a quick gain there. They only needed 2 yards for the first down. They had the ball on the 28-yard line. They throw that one out to a Nate Rice. He's got the first down as they move the chains again.
And it's happened. It has now happened. I dig into my little tricky bag, and I pull out another stat sheet.
First down, 10 yards to go. Bayard with the ball on the 25-yard line. They fake the ball inside, and now Stewart's going to run it to the far side around the left end, and he's going to be wrapped up and down to the turf he goes. Jackson in on the stop there for Hastings St. Cecilia. The ball is on the 25, and we'll see where Stewart is knocked out of bounds as they spot it on the far sideline. So Stewart took the ball down to about the 21. We'll give him 4 yards in the play, second down and six. Bayard moving from our left to our right. 3:17 to play in the third quarter. It's 48-14, St. Cecilia. Stewart throws out here to Jobman, grabs the ball at the 20. He's at the 15-yard line and run out of bounds. Over here for St. Cecilia again. Defending was Matt Kissinger, who's into the ball game after being shaken up a couple of series ago. So now we're down to 3 minutes and 9 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Third down and about a yard to go now. As a Baird will come to the, up to the line of scrimmage, they've got the ball down around the 16-yard line. They're going to take it to the first down. Marker at the 15. You mentioned the trains.
Here he comes.
We've been train free all day long. We got our first series right here.
Yeah, with 3:09 left to go, we're going to have the chains brought out from the far side. Uh-oh, they're going to make a pickup. Three engines cruise by. They're going to make a pickup. They'll be back, but that's the first one here in the football game. They're stretching the chains out right now, and I believe that's going to be a – boy, they got to get down on a knee to check this one out. First down.
Yeah, Baird wanted to call for the measurement there. They set it up on third down and a yard for the 16-yard line in between the 15 and the 16. Baird says, let's take a look at this one. So they bring in the chains from clear across the far side of the field. They put the chains down, and it's a first down for Baird. So the Tigers now have the ball at the St. Cecilia 15-and-a-half-yard line. Trailing in the ball game on a score of 48-14. This is a matchup of number one against number 16 in the Western Division of the Class C2 State High School football playoffs. Stewart is now in trouble, gets away. Stewart throws the ball. He's got a man out here, but it's incomplete on the far sideline. In the corner of the end zone on the far side, they go to Jobin. Again, pressure was on there. Consbrick was the guy who was in there for Hastings St. Cecilia. Nearly got to the quarterback in Stewart. Stewart got away, and he had a man open there momentarily, but it was in the corner of the end zone, and he overthrows him. Some incomplete pass. 2:57 to play here in the third quarter. It's 48-14. St. Cecilia's got the lead. But now we've got Bayard. They're threatening down here in the St. Cecilia 15-and-a-half-yard line. Play comes in from the far side from their head coach, Phil Willie. Again, all the offensive players check their wristbands. Stewart grabs the ball. There's a little slant to a Jobin. He grabs it and then drops it. Just a little slant from the left side of the formation. Jobin had it in his hands and dropped it, so it's an incomplete pass, and it's now third down.
Well, and I tell you what, Stewart has had a lot of passes that have hit receivers in the hands, and they've just simply dropped them. That one there, Jobin, very sure-handed receiver for the Tigers, just simply dropped that pass pattern, that slant across the middle of the field. And so it'll stop the clock here. 2:54 left to go in quarter number three. It's third and 10. The ball is on the St. Cecilia 15-yard line.
I'll tell you what, if Baird sticks it in the end zone, it could make things a little interesting here in the fourth quarter.
Well, stranger things have happened. And with this type of offense, you definitely can look for some excitement in the fourth.
There's a throw out to Jobin again. He tries to shake loose across the 15 down to the 10-yard line. So a pickup of about 5 yards. They needed 10. So now Baird is looking at a fourth down and five situation. And the old gunslinger, are we gonna roll the dice again here? Fourth down and 5 yards to go from the 10-yard line.
I wouldn't know why not. You trail 48-14. You've had a lot of life throwing the football around. That is the 50th. Pass number 50 from Brandon Stewart today.
You might get to 70 yet. They're going to go for it here on fourth down and five from the 10-yard line. Stewart backs up, holds the ball. He lofts it into the corner of the end zone. It's caught. Touchdown. Jobman catches the ball. Another sensational catch there as Jobman catches the ball for the second straight series over Kissinger, and it's a touchdown for Baird.
That is the third touchdown catch today for Jobman, and I'm going to tell you what, that kid has got some leaping ability. Kissinger is a very athletic guy out there on the defensive corner, but Jobman just simply goes high into the air, and again, another highly lofted pass from the quarterback, Stewart. 10 yards on the reception, another touchdown, and the kick is up. 7 more on the board for the Tigers, and look out now. With 2:11 left to go here in the third quarter, the Tigers trying to crawl back into this when they trail the Hawks 48-21.
Tell you what, this is all set up after they recover an onside kick. A nice drive, and on a fourth down play, Brandon Stewart goes to Spencer Jobin, a 10-yard touchdown pass. Bayard back into the ball game here. 2:11 to play in the third quarter. The score now, Hastings St. Cecilia 48, Bayard 21.
Scores, stories, schedules, sports photos. Follow the Hastings and area high school teams and athletes and the Hastings College Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. And online, hastingstribune.com. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, go to hastingstribune.com.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at Duncan Field in Hastings. 48-21. Hastings St. Cecilia leading this football game. At halftime, it was 28-7 in favor of St. Cecilia. So the Hawks are now leading 48-21. But some, boy, we've seen an explosion here in the second half for points, haven't we?
Well, we haven't. Just on the arm of Stewart, the quarterback, 81 yards here in the third quarter. So over 266 yards of passing for Baird.
Look at the front line now. St. Cecilia is expecting the onside kick again.
Hands team in. Cody Jackson, Faber, Jace Jackson. Who else do we see out there? Kevin Ryan in there as well. So we'll see if they elect to do it again.
Now they're going to fake it to the left side as an onside kick, and now they're going to kick the ball again. It's a bobble down along the ground, and St. Cecilia is going to cover this one up. That's a Groffel. Joel Groffel covers it up at the 42-yard line. So they went as if they were going to onside kick off to the left side. The kicker stops, kicks the ball straight away. It gets through that initial front line, and then Groffel covers it up here for St. Cecilia.
Well, again, the last onside kick, St. Cecilia did not have the personnel out there that's going to handle the football. A lot of big-bodied individuals, and the football came loose, and Baird got onto it. They capitalized on the change of possession, and they took the football down and scored. But there, St. Cecilia was prepared for it. Not a very well-executed onside kick, and the Hawks will take over on their own. 41-11 left to go here in quarter number three.
We've had 35 points scored between the two teams here in the third quarter. 48-21 is the score. St. Cecilia has now got the lead. Hamburger's got the ball. He wants to throw it as he rushes out to the right side. He nearly falls down with it. Now he gets back up, and he throws it. It's caught to Konsberg. Konsberg across the 45 to the 40 and is upended down there at the 36-yard line. Making the stop defensively was Micah Schmall down there for Baird. Hamburger nearly fell down with the football as he was scrambling with the ball there for St. Cecilia. Puts his hands down, but his knees didn't go down, and he finds Konsberg right in the center of the field. He keeps things alive here in St. Cecilia. He's now got the ball in Baird territory. First down and 10 at the 32. This has been a wild ball game here this afternoon.
We have seen a little bit of everything. And Konsbrook now a couple of receptions, 65 yards for St. Cecilia as he lumbers downfield. That one goes for 26. And the Hawks down to the Tiger 33.
All right, Hamburger up under center. He's going to hand the ball away. That's going to be the fullback busting through there across the 30. Down to about the 26-yard line. That's Devin Elliott again. The 190-pound senior who scored a couple of times here this afternoon. Second down at about second down at about 3 yards to go. Pickup of 7 on the last play. St. Cecilia moving from our right to our left here in the third period. The Hawks have the lead by a score of 48-21. Kennesaw leading Sandhills Thetford after three quarters. Kennesaw 30, Sandhills Thetford 20. Second down, 3 yards to go. St. Cecilia with the ball down here at the Baird 26-yard line. Hawks send two wide receivers out to the left side. Hamburger under center. Fakes the ball to Ellie. Pulls it out. Wants to run him himself across the 20-yard line to the 15, to the 10, to the 5-yard line. Touchdown! Hamburger takes it in for Hastings St. Cecilia from 26 yards out. Anybody want to play defense today?
Wow, this is amazing. Coming into this football game, the St. Cecilia defense had been outstanding. They have had 21 points scored against them, the most that any team has throw up against this Randy Aarons coach defensive team all year long. And now coming back down the field with inside a minute to play, 57.6 seconds left to go. Phillip Hamburger just simply rolled to the left side, had all kinds of green grass, has tremendous speed, and he tacks on six more for the Hawks. Now the Hawks will line up to go for two. Is that 41 points in this quarter?
You got it. Hamburger up under center. They're going to go for a two-point conversion. He's going to go the other way. Pitches the ball back to Jackson, racing to the corner of the end zone. He's in there for the score. So the two-point conversion is good. Cody Jackson takes it in there for Hastings St. Cecilia. Have you seen a quarter like that in high school football?
That is absolutely unbelievable. You sometimes don't see teams score 35 points, let alone 42, in a couple of football games. We have had it in one quarter, 42 points in one quarter of football. I guess I shouldn't say one quarter because we still got just inside a minute left to go.
All right, 57.6 seconds to play in the third quarter. It's now St. Cecilia 56, Bayard 21.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Tell you what, who needs eight-man football when we got these two teams out here, huh? 56-21, Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Bayard.
Tell you what, you see some wild games in eight-man and the six-man game, but boy, I tell you what, we've got 11-on-11. You wouldn't know it with the kind of activity we have seen here this afternoon. My computer's just smoking. I'm trying to get some total numbers here between the two teams at the end of three quarters, and I'll let you know here in just a little bit. Matt Kissinger, actually it's not Kissinger with that injury. It'll be Philip Hamburger kicking off for the Hawks.
So Hamburger kicks off. Here comes the boot, a good one. Bowers is going to grab the ball at about the three-yard line, back to the center of the field, 10. He's at the 15-yard line. He's going to be brought down here out across the 20 to about the 21-yard line. So that's where Bayard will start, first down and 10 on their own 21. Down on special teams for Hastings St. Cecilia, making the stop there was Joe Clark.
703 total yards offense between these two football games here, and we still have one more quarter of football to go.
The way we're going, we're going to hit 1,000. That's not going to help Randy's stats on defense,
no,
is it?
No, not at all.
This is a St. Cecilia defense, gang. Remember, especially for our folks out west, it's been giving up only 115 yards per ball game and 2.5 points. Bayard is playing pretty well here in this football game here this afternoon. Stewart wants to throw the ball again. It's going to be nearly picked off. Trying to get it in the center of the field there, and the ball nearly picked off. I think that was Joel Graffel. That was Ryan Perriott out on the pass pattern there for the Bayard Tigers. Incomplete pass. It's second down and 10 now from the 21-yard line.
Well,
I wonder if Stewart has to put his arm in ice when he gets done.
I tell you what, to eat the wings later on, he very well might have to, because at the end of quarter number three, he has attempted 52 pass attempts this afternoon. Not only with all the offense, this is the most I've seen a high school quarterback throw, I believe, ever.
All right, three quarters in the books here this afternoon. It's been wild at Duncan Field. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings St. Cecilia 56, Bayard 21.
If you have a fall, winter, or even a spring painting project coming up, call Dykus Painting in Hastings, 463-7726. Dykus Painting does indoor and outdoor painting, residential, commercial, industrial, custom spraying, and wood finishing. Dykus Painting delivers prompt, courteous, and professional service. Dykus Painting's been doing it the right way since 1980. Call Mike at Dykus Painting, 463-7726. Dykus Painting congratulates the St. Cecilia Hastings High and Adams Central teams and athletes on great football seasons.
1230 KHAS.
Gordon Rushville has beaten Fillmore Central today in high school football, 28-7. Pierce over Shadron, final of 54-6. A couple of scores in. Ogallala has got a lead over Sandy Creek at halftime, 33-0. It is 56-21. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead here over the Bayard Tigers, as a Bayard has got the ball on second down and 10 yards to go from their own 21-yard line. Stewart in the gun, grabs the ball on the snap at about ankle high. Here's a pass loft up here on the near sideline. The ball is going to be intercepted by St. Cecilia. Intercepted by the Blue Hawks as Jackson takes that ball away. That was just a jump ball out here. Nate Rice was the intended receiver, just kind of threw it up there for grabs, and it is picked off by Jackson. St. Cecilia's got the ball back here at the 46-yard line.
Well, 53 pass attempts, 3 interceptions, 3 touchdowns on the afternoon for Stewart. And that one there comes early in this fourth quarter as the Hawks will take over at their own 47-yard line. We've got stuff coming in all over the state via computers, cell phones, lots of activity here, not only through the computer and phone stuff, on the field as well. Wild afternoon here in Hastings.
It's a St. Cecilia back with the ball here. Here's a handoff, angling off to the right side across the 50 down to the 48-yard line. So they're moving from the 46 to the 48-yard line of Bayard, carrying the ball there for Hastings St. Cecilia. Got some new folks into the ball game now. This is going to be, nope, that's going to be Ellie still in there. Devin Ellie still carrying the ball for St. Cecilia in a little fullback trap. A pickup of about 5 yards and a play at second down and five. Into the fourth quarter now, 56-21. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead here at Duncan Field. Hamburger will bring the troops back to the line of scrimmage. They'll go with a wide receiver split to the left side. That's Jace Jackson out there now. Backs in the I formation with a wing back set up to the left side of the formation. They're going to hand the ball away to that wing back across the 45 to the 40. Into the open 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Bryce Faber takes it in from 47 Bryce yards Faber. Out. And Hastings St. Cecilia has cracked the 60-point mark.
47-yard run there by Bryce Faber. He tries to get into the action as well. There's a why not? A lot of St. Cecilia guys have been in on the action today, and just a great job setting up that play as they brought Faber in motion across from the far side of the field, simply handed off to him. The blocking was tremendous. They forced everybody to the far side of the field. He had one guy to beat. He did that and takes it in to the house from 47 yards out, and we'll see Phil Hamburger in. And now a little change. As we said, that injury to Kissinger is forcing Phil Hamburger now to take over the kicking duties, and we'll see Cody Jackson holding the football as Hamburger normally holds on these PATs.
All right, 10:47 to play here in the football game. Ball is down, the kick is up, and Hamburger gets into the football. That's going to be no good as Hamburger misses the point after touchdown. So Kissinger, he was hurt. Remember when they botched that punt back there in the third quarter? Looked like he had a cramp, but he has not kicked since. And now Kissinger misses the PAT. 10:47 to play in quarter number four. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings St. Cecilia 62, Bayard 21.
Jackson's Forest Service has moved to 219 North Lexington in Hastings on the corner of 3rd and Lexington. Jackson's Forest Service does commercial and residential installation of carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, laminate, and pre-finished wood. Call Jim and Greg at 402-462-9336 or 462-0968. Jackson's Forest Service supports the local and area athletes and teams and wishes them good luck this season. Jackson's Forest Service, now located at 219 North Lexington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
So Bryce Faber gets in the action on a 47-yard touchdown run here. And I don't think anybody touched him, Jimmy, as Bryce Faber takes the ball the distance there for St. Cecilia.
No, exactly. And the blocking, as we had talked about, the right guard and right tackle, also Consbrook, a tight end, started on the right side, and they just simply took their defense to the far side of the field. That would be to the left, and it opened up a huge hole for Faber, and he took it the distance. And now the kickoff kind of bounces along the ground, and Tiger jumps on top. That's Stewart, the quarterback. He jumps on top of it. So Tigers will take over at their own 21-yard line.
So now we're back to a running clock again. We had it in the third quarter, lost it as Bayard scored a couple of touchdowns to get within 34 points, and now it's 62-21. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top. Winner of this ball game will play the winner of tonight's game between Donovan Trumbull and Sutton. That ball game going on in Sutton tonight. High school football action here on 1230 KHIS and also out west on KNEB in Scotts Bluff. Glad to have you guys along. There's a pass by Stewart. It's going to be a short screen pass. It's broken down immediately. Small is going to be tackled in the play. Nice job defensively by Hastings St. Cecilia. And getting through there is a Colin Ellie to bring down the receiver there. Small coming out of the backfield. A little screen pass set up in the center of the field. A loss on the play of about 6 yards. Second down and 16 yards to go. 9:40 remaining here in the football game. And now the quarterback, Stewart, will just stand in the gun again. He has not been under center all afternoon long. He is swinging that ball out there to Jobman. Jobman is going to be hit by one man, gets away, sprints across the 20, out across the 20 to the 22-yard line. Joe Graffel into the stop there for Hastings St. Cecilia. So they get a little bit of that yardage back after the preceding play. But it's still going to bring up a third down situation here. Third down and about 8 yards to go. Ball is poked out here across the 20-yard line to about to 23. So third down and about 8 yards to go. Stewart in the gun. Small in the backfield just to his left. Ball is on the far side hash. Waiting for the snap is Stewart. He's got it. Backs up. He throws it. It's going to be caught here by Rice. Rice has got the first down out across the 30 to the 31-yard line. He juggles that ball and nearly lost it down to the turf. Groffel is in on the stop there for St. Cecilia, but a first down here for the Tigers.
First down number 18 for the Tigers here, and a good job by Ross Risa concentrating on that football as he had Cody Jackson draped all over top of him. The ball kind of juggles in his hands. He maintains possession, picks up 10 on the gain. And again, the first down, the ball inched out to the 31-yard line, 8:27, clock counting here in quarter number four.
All right, Stewart again from the gun. They faked the ball to Schmall, and now Stewart has got it around the right end. Stewart gets into the open a little bit across the 40 to the 45 and brings the ball actually across the 40 to the 43-yard line. As the quarterback, Stewart, fakes the ball up inside to Micah Schmall and carries it himself, but it's going to be enough for another first down. So they move the sticks one more time as they keep the ball on the ground right here. First and 10 now, 8 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia comfortably ahead after some anxious moments there in the third quarter. 62-21, Hawks now have the lead. And again, the play comes in from the far side. Everybody checks the wristbands. They're waiting for the snap here. First down and 10 from their own 43-yard line. Stewart grabs it, backs up. He throws it on the slant. It's caught by Rice, knocked down by Jackson. The pass is complete, but immediately Jackson gets into him and knocks him down across the midfield stripe, takes the ball down to the 47-yard line of Hastings St. Cecilia. We're going to be approaching 1,000 yards in this football game here this afternoon. We're well over 800, and they keep moving the ball here against the St. Cecilia D.
Well, the quarterback, Stewart, now with 286 yards just through his arm. They haven't got a whole lot rushing the football, but, again, they're well over 300 yards of total offense here, and, yeah, they just keep piling up the numbers.
Here's a job, and then he pitches the ball back here.
OMG, did you see that? They threw that out to Jobin. He was on the left side. The quarterback, Stewart, threw it out to Jobin, and then he simply turned around and laddered it to Travis Willie on the lateral, kind of the lineman around, as he picks up the necessary yardage for the first down. We'll give him four. Not many times will you say number 66 had a gain of 4 yards, but it's good for another first down number 20.
If that was a plan, that was another thing we haven't seen, another wrinkle. He's a 245-pound lineman. He come around and got the pitch from Jobman, who made the reception on the play. First down, 10 yards to go. Ball is at the 46-yard line of St. Cecilia. Stewart throws it out there. It's going to be caught again. Jobman approaches the 45, gives away a little ground. Back to the 47, back across the 45 to the 43-yard line. Is there anything in the Phil Willie's playbook that he has not used this afternoon? Joe Graffelin on the last stop there for the St. Cecilia defense. Clock is running. We're down to 6 minutes to play. They might just be having fun out there right now. Huh? Second down now. Ball is at the 38-yard line of Hastings St. Cecilia. As the Tigers go from our right to our left here in the fourth, it's 62-21. This ball game at halftime was 28-7 in favor of St. Cecilia. Little, if any, defense being played here since halftime. Second down at about 7 yards to go. Stewart backs up, surveys the field, throws it downfield. It's going to be tipped, and it's going to be intercepted. It's going to be intercepted here by St. Cecilia. And
Jace Jackson
picks off the pass there. It was tipped, and Jackson is playing center field there. Got the interception. And Stewart is intercepted for the fourth time here this afternoon. St. Cecilia will have the ball at the 20.
I was just doing some numbers. They've had several guys that have touched the football as far as receiving today, but the guy that stands out is Jobin. He's got 3 touchdowns in the game, 15 receptions, 15 out of the 59 pass attempts that Stewart has thrown the football today, 111 yards now, but he throws another interception, 59 pass attempts. Wow.
All right, so St. Cecilia gets the ball back here on first down and 10 yards to go from their own 19-yard line after the interception here by the Hawk defense, number 4 of the afternoon. Here's a handoff again, busting through there. It'll be St. Cecilia down the sideline, 25-30, 35-40 out to the 43-yard line. That's Bruliette now to the ball game for Hastings St. Cecilia. So the Hawks get Nick Bruliette, a sophomore, into the ball game here. So Carl Tesmer getting his second and third teamers into the contest now. But, hey, these guys want to chew up some yardage too as they bring the ball out to the 44. Do we have a penalty flag? Yes, we do. Backup field. A penalty flag backup field is going to be a holding call against St. Cecilia. We have not seen a lot of penalties here in the second half, but right there you get a holding call in St. Cecilia. That knocks out the nice run there by Bruliette. And they're going to bring the ball back here. It's going to be beyond the line of scrimmage, the original line of scrimmage, so they'll mark it off, and they're going to put the football down at about the 24-yard line. So instead of having the ball out here at across the 40, They'll bring it back to the 24 when it was actually a four-yard game.
You need you little sun visor as the sun starts to set in the west. Beautiful afternoon here. The wind has completely subsided. I'm having as much fun as the kids are. I got another stat for you here after this play.
All right, they're going to keep the ball on the ground here, and they're going to hand the ball away again to Brouillette, 25-30, out to the 34-yard line. So Brouillette carries the ball again, back-to-back plays there. Tackle is made in there by the Tigers, and making the stop there is going to be Ryan Lohr, who's into the ball game now. Lohr, 135-pound junior.
Well, we've talked about all the offense on the arm of Stewart. The two teams now, to kind of give you an update, with 4:45 left to go here, clock still counting. We are now over 800 total yards of offense.
All right, St. Cecilia with it on their own 34-yard line with 4:35 to play. You can start keeping the computer tacking on some more yardage across the 40 to the 45 to the 46-yard line. Joel Groffel carrying the ball there for Hastings St. Cecilia. Tackle is made in there by Connor Maurer, I think, who's into the ball game now defensively for the Bayard Tigers. So they bring it out to the 46-yard line. They're going to be approaching 900 yards of total offense between these two teams this afternoon. Bayard has done some nice things in the ball game, but, boy, just cannot contain this high-powered offensive unit from Hastings St. Cecilia. It's 62-21. We're down to 4 minutes to play here in the fourth and final quarter. We got a new quarterback in there for St. Cecilia running this drive as Brouillette brings the ball back here across the 50 to the 47-yard line. Quarterbacking the Tribes now for Hastings St. Cecilia is going to be Xander Schmidt. So it's Xander Schmidt now quarterbacking the team as Brouillette getting the workload here as this fourth quarter unwinds. As St. Cecilia has now got the ball in Tiger territory down here at the 48-yard line. 62-21. We're down to 3.5 minutes to play. Xander Schmidt comes up to the line of scrimmage. Ball right in the center of the field here. Wide receiver splits to the right side, the backs of the I formation. Xander on the option play across the 45, spins down to the 40, down to the 39-yard line. Xander Schmidt carrying the ball there. Tackle is made in there by Connor Maurer again for the Bayard Tigers. But it's another first down here for St. Cecilia. They just move her down to the 39. So the Hawks will play again. They'll go to 9 wins and no losses on the season. They'll play the winner of the Donovan Trumbull and Sutton ball game, which is going to be played tonight in Sutton. Bayard's going to wrap up their season with a mark of 4 wins and 5 losses. But I'll tell you what, they played well. Made the trip, 5-hour trip to central Nebraska and played St. Cecilia tough here this afternoon. First down and 10. Xander hands the ball away. There's another 4 or 5 yards there as they move the ball across the 35-yard line down to the 34. That's Brouillette carrying the ball again for St. Cecilia. A pickup of about 6 yards in the play. Second down and 4. The Hawks have moved the ball down to the 34. Now we're getting 3, 4, 5 guys into the lineup for St. Cecilia as Carl Tesmer continues to shuttle some players here late in the contest down to 2 minutes and 18 seconds to play.
Yeah, we very well could be over 900 yards here. We're nearing the 2-minute warning, 209 and counting here, and we are at 828 yards of total offense.
Xander Schmidt hands the ball away. There's that little fullback trap again. Some running room there across the 30 down to the 25-yard line. And running the ball there is Jared Jackson.
Do they
just come in droves or what?
Does the printer, did it have a mix-up? Because there's more Jacksons on this roster. We thought at one time they were going to have the Jackson 5. I think there's actually 3 Jacksons on the roster. But, again, the youngster, Jared Jackson, the sophomore, takes it around left end, picks up 13 yards on that one. Now the Hawks in the fourth quarter, over 100 yards of rushing.
So now we got Jackson in the backfield with Brouillette, and Xander Schmidt is your quarterback. 2 wide receivers split to the right side. Minute and 20 seconds to play. It's first down and 10 from the 24-yard line, and this play is going to be blowing up. Xander Schmidt is going to be sacked back here. Getting through, there's Dustin Daniel, a sophomore for the Bayard Tigers. A loss in the play of a couple of yards. Second down and 12 yards to go as the ball is pushed back here to about the 25-yard line. So St. Cecilia will be inside a minute to play here when they snap this ball, and the Hawks are going to go to 9 wins, no losses on the season. This game at halftime was 28-7 in favor of St. Cecilia. A wild third quarter, and now it's 62-21. The Hawks have the lead. Xander Schmidt has got the ball. He's going to run it himself across the 25-yard line, down to the 20, down to the 19. Xander Schmidt and the quarterback keeper around the right end. Tackle is made in there by the Bayard Tigers. Smith in on the stop there for Bayard. So now third down. Third down for St. Cecilia. We'll see if they're going to run any more plays here. Down to 20 seconds to go. St. Cecilia quickly out of their huddle here. These guys, they want to run one more play. Third down and 5 yards to go. Ball is at the 19-yard line of Baird. Xander Schmidt up under center. Backs in the I formation with wide receivers split to the right side. And Xander just goes back and touches the knee to the ground. And that's going to be the end of the ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia knocks off the Baird Tigers here this afternoon in the opening round of the Class C2 State High School football playoffs. But a very entertaining football game here this afternoon. Hawks led 28-7 at halftime. They go on to post a win here this afternoon over the Baird Tigers. The final score, Hastings St. Cecilia 62, Baird 21. You're listening to high school football on 1230 KHIS and on KNEB in Scotts Bluff. Back in 1 minute.
You're out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief. Ease out of your car, then. They come flocking out like wild vultures. Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At Kerr Chevrolet, they treat you with respect, with no pressure. So next time you're out driving lots, head over to Kerr Chevrolet and enjoy shopping for cars once again. 800 South Burlington Hastings are online at kerrchevrolet.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
Did you know that Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances? Beeman's Appliance is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? And if you're in the market for something used, Beeman's also has a good selection of used appliances. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service at 727 East Park Street. And remember, Beeman's Appliance services what they sell.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Duncan Field in Hastings. Again, the final score is 62-21. Hastings St. Cecilia knocks off Baird here this afternoon. So the Hawks will go to 9 wins and no losses on the season. They will move on to the next round of the state playoffs. It'll be next Wednesday. They'll play either Donovan Trumbull or they'll play Sutton, two teams that St. Cecilia has already played during the regular season. They knocked off Sutton by the score of 48-0 in the regular season finale, and they beat Donovan Trumbull about midway through the season by the score of 54-0. But this was a very entertaining ball game here this afternoon. St. Cecilia survives, and they knock off Baird by the score of 62-21. Baird will finish the season with a mark of 4 wins and 5 losses. Get you some other scores before we get to the wrap-up here this afternoon. Pierce knocked off Shadron by the score of 54-6. Gordon Rushville beating Fillmore Central today by a score of 28-7. Kennesaw is out on top of Sandhills Thetford during the third quarter. 50-26 was the score there. End of the third quarter, Bertrand all over Hayes Springs. The score is 59-6. Some other scores that we have in Ogallala had a lead over Sandy Creek at halftime by a score of 33-0. Final score here, Hastings St. Cecilia knocks off Baird by the score of 62-21. Got things started early in the ball game. Cody Jackson intercepts a Stewart pass. Sent the Hawks down in good field position at the 39-yard line. 4 plays later, it was a 9-yard touchdown run from Devinelli. The point after touchdown good made the score 7-0. St. Cecilia gets the ball back, goes on an 8-play, 63-yard drive. Ellie takes it in from 5 yards out. It was 14-0 St. Cecilia. Then it was Baird getting on the scoreboard on a 25-yard touchdown pass from Brandon Stewart to Spencer Jobin. 14-7 at the end of the first quarter. Hawks had another couple of touchdowns in the second quarter on a 1-yard run from Cody Jackson and a 4-yard run from Jackson. They had a 28-7 lead at halftime. And then a wild third quarter. Baird starts off with an outside kick recovered by St. Cecilia. On the very first play, 49-yard touchdown pass from Phil Hamburger to Jace Jackson. That made the score 35-7. Hawks then get a Matt Kissinger interception. A couple of plays later, a 3-yard touchdown run from Devin Elliott to make it a 41-7 ball game. Then a fumble return by Phil Hamburger of 23 yards. That made the score 48-7. St. Cecilia then muffs a punt. It was recovered by Baird. And they put together a drive. Brandon Stewart throws a 10-yard touchdown pass to Spencer Jobin to make it 48-14. Baird has another onside kick recovered by the Tigers. And they put a drive together and get a 10-yard touchdown pass again from Stewart to Jobin. made the score 48-21 in favor of St. Cecilia. And then the Hawks shut the door. They got a 26-yard touchdown run from Phil Hamburger to make it 56-21. And then the final touchdown came on a 47-yard touchdown scamper from Bryce Faber, 62-21. Final score is the Hawks knock off the Tigers here this afternoon. The two teams combining for a ton of yards, 830 unofficially here this afternoon as Jimmy checks the numbers this afternoon.
Oh, my goodness. I've went through two pencils and one sharpener today with this ball game. And, wow, what an explosive afternoon here. A great day weather-wise for a football game as Phil Willie talks to his troops after the ball game. Very proud of his guys to make it into the playoffs, and congratulations to him doing a nice job out there. This is an offense that you're going to want to keep an eye on in years to come, as the quarterback, Stewart, is only a junior. Passing today, this is no error. 35 of 58, Brandon Stewart throws today for 289 yards, three touchdowns, four interceptions, three of those touchdowns going to the receiver of Njobman. He made some outstanding catches in the end zone. Rushing the football, not a lot for Bayard. 15 carries, 75 yards, so a total of 364 yards of offense, 20 first downs in the ball game as well. As I mentioned earlier, Jobin ended the day with 15 receptions and 112 yards with the three touchdowns on the day. We look at the St. Cecilia numbers. They are very impressive as well. Philip Hamburger throwing the football, 8 of 13 today, 168 yards. He had one touchdown, that going to Jace Jackson in the third quarter. Rushing the football today, the Hawks, 39 carries, 298, so 466 yards of total offense for St. Cecilia, so that totals 830 between the two teams, 18 first downs for the Hawks. Individual guys that we'll be looking at for player of the game, Cody Jackson, 14 carries today, 77 yards, two touchdowns. Devinelli, 10 carries, 89 yards, three touchdowns. Jace Jackson, three receptions, 88 yards, one touchdown. Jordan Consbrook, two receptions, 65 yards. And also Philip Hamburger rushing the football today, six carries and 45 yards. What more can you say? If you love offense and high school football, you should have been here today. This was a tremendous game as the Bayard Tigers come to town 5+ hours away. But they put up a lot of offense today, and St. Cecilia with a lot of mistakes. We'll have to talk to Coach Aarons about that. I'm sure a concerning thing is you get on into the playoffs, you can ill afford to make a lot of mistakes, and the Hawks had plenty of them today, but they come away victorious in a wild afternoon game here in Hastings.
That was just a fun game to watch, Jimmy. You hit down to the wire here. That was just a fun game to watch here this afternoon.
Well, it really was, because they pulled out all the stops. Phil Willie goes for a fake punt. They were down at their own 10-yard line. Their own 10-yard line, he runs a fake punt. They get the first down. Then he run, what, two onside kicks. They had one swing pass that they lateraled back to a lineman that was coming on the play. He takes it around the corner. They had all kinds of stuff, and the fourth down calls, throwing it right up into the air for Jobman. He's got some great leaping ability, but, yeah, it was just wild. You never knew from play to play what was going to happen with the Bayard Tigers.
And remember, that's against a defense that gave up only 115 total yards per ball game throughout the season. So a good job by Bayard here this afternoon, but they come up short as St. Cecilia wins it by the score of 62-21. Hawks now 9-0. They will move on to the next round of the playoffs next week against Donovan Trumbull or Sutton. Bayard season comes to an end with a mark of 4 wins and 5 losses. Well, the folks out at Scott's Bluff on KNEB going to break away. Now that wraps up your broadcast. For the folks here in Hastings, stick around. We've got the player of the game coming up next in the Coach's Postgame Show. You're listening to High School Football.
Play-by-play of tonight's game has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the player of the game and the coach's postgame show on Hastings Link to Local Sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Livingston Butler Vaughan's Funeral Home and Cremation.
Livingston Butler Vaughan Funeral Home and Cremation Center is a name known for quality, caring, and excellence. For now over a century, many families in this area have turned to Livingston Butler Vaughan when their need was greatest. Today, more than ever, people are beginning to see the wisdom, logic, and economic advantage to pre-arranging a funeral. It means loved ones have more time to grieve and heal. Call Livingston Butler Vaughan Funeral Home and Cremation Center today.
To get your yard ready for the changing season, head to Big G Ace for great deals on Scott's fertilizers. Right now at Big G Ace, you can buy a 5,000 square foot bag of Scott's Super Winter Guard winterizer for just $15.99, or Scott's Super Winter Guard Plus 2 to kill those weeds this fall for just $19.99. Not large enough for your lawn? Big G Ace also carries a 15,000 square foot bags. Stop at Big G Ace and let the Scott's lawn experts help you get your lawn ready for an early green up next spring.
Big G Ace.
This is the player of the game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your Rheem dealer. Relax, it's Rheem.
So the two teams combined for 830 yards of total offense here this afternoon. St. Cecilia wins it by the score of 62-21. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHIS. Again, nobody over 100 yards today for St. Cecilia, but near the century mark. As Cody Jackson ran for 77 yards today. Devin Ellie had 89 yards rushing today. Jace Jackson had 3 receptions, 88 yards. Jordan Konsberg also had a couple of receptions and 65 yards here this afternoon. All candidates for our player of the game. We'll come back and name our winner right after this.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with a Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
Our player of the game for Hastings St. Cecilia is going to be the 190-pound senior, Devin Ellie, the fullback. Ellie had a good afternoon here this afternoon, rushing the ball 10 times, 89 yards. He scored 3 touchdowns. In fact, he scored 2 touchdowns right off of the bat for St. Cecilia in the first quarter as the Hawks kind of solidified themselves here as the favorite in this ball game. A 9-yard touchdown run from Ellie, a 5-yarder by Ellie in the first couple of minutes of the ball game. So Devin Ellie scores a couple of touchdowns, also had a 3-yard touchdown run, and that's a wild and wacky third quarter for St. Cecilia. So Ellie scores 3 touchdowns this afternoon, rushes 10 times and 89 yards. He will be our player of the game today as Hastings St. Cecilia knocks off Bayard by the score of 62-21. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to High School Football on 1230 KHAS.
The player of the game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer. Give them a call at 462-9190. That's 462-9190. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the Coach's Post Game Show up next on Hastings Link to Local Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Need relief from low temperatures and high prices? Just call your Lennox dealer, Precision Heating and Air Conditioning, at 402-463-6061 and receive up to a $1,200 rebate when you purchase a Lennox heating and cooling system. Act now to get a rebate and take advantage of tax credits while they last. Call Precision Heating and Air Conditioning today at 402-463-6061. Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses. See your participating Lennox dealer for details. Lennox, innovation never felt so good.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gaspin Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gaspin Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gaspin Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
This is the Coach's Post Game Show, presented by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings.
All right, we'll get you some final scores here in the high school football playoffs so far. In C1, Gordon Rushville has beaten Fillmore Central by a score of 28-7. Pierce all over Shadron today, 54-6. Bertrand has just wrapped up a win over Hayes Springs, 59-14. St. Mary's shutting out Wallace today by a score of 60-0. And here, Hastings St. Cecilia knocks off a Bayard by a score of 62-21. As the defensive coordinator for the St. Cecilia Blue Hawks, Randy Ahrens, will join us here on the postgame and showing Coach, congratulations. Boy, that was an entertaining victory here this afternoon. Congratulations.
I'm glad everybody else thought it was entertaining because at different times it was sure nerve-wracking. But, you know,
I really have to compliment our kids because, you know, that was a game that we, at different times, we thought we had in control, no problems. And then, you know, there were some miscues on, you know, in our special teams area. But, you know, the kids are still only 16, 17 years old, and they really handled adversity quite well for the first time all year. I mean, we had some turnovers that gave them the short, gave Bayard the short field. And so, you know, the adversity that our kids handled and come back and score right away at different times, I thought was just a testament to their will and their drive. And they're, you know, they're wanting to succeed. And so I'm sure it was an entertaining game. And the most important thing was that we came out with the win. And because, you know, at this point in the season, you lose and you're done. And that's our, you know, our goal is to continue and play four more.
I tell you what, Coach, looking at the numbers, and we have talked about it all game long, have you ever in your many years of coaching ever seen a quarterback throw the football 59 times?
In about five games. You know, so, and we knew coming in that they were going to throw the ball, and that it was just going to be one of those things where we were hoping it would be, I personally was hoping it would be one of those bend, don't break things. You know, and for the most part, I thought we did contain him fairly well. If he threw it, he was 35 or 59. You know, that's something that, you know, they're very sophisticated on offense. And, you know, as at halftime we talked, they'd get the snap 6 yards deep, take two steps, they were 10 yards deep, and we were getting a good push on their line, but we just couldn't get to the quarterback. And so, you know, we really talked about it at halftime, of just making a break on the ball because we felt the ball was in the air 20 or 25 yards, and then we did get a pick. We got some tips. You know, we started off the third quarter very well, and so we looked like geniuses coming out of the halftime break, but all the credit goes to the kids for that.
Coach, talk about the third quarter. It was a wild one. We had a ton of points put up, and it all gets started with an onside kick. We had 42 points put up in the third quarter alone.
That's a game for most people, or a season for some. But
you seem shocked, Coach.
I was shocked. I didn't realize there was 42 points put up, but I knew that it was vital for us to get off to a quick start. And we knew we scored right before half. We knew coming back that we were going to get the ball to start the half. And so that was our goal, was to make something good happen. And, you know, fortunately for us, we did. And, you know, you saw right away Phil laid one out there, and Jace ran right under it. And, you know, I don't think their number two wasn't expecting us to go deep on the first play. And so, you know, that really allowed us to take a deep breath, you know, maybe get our feet back under us a little bit.
Well, I tell you what, Coach, we talked about it last game in the postgame show when you guys were victorious over Sutton. Your offensive line continues to just amaze me with the way they block. I mean, obviously you don't get guys with a lot of big yardage games without some good blocking. You had two guys, Jackson with 77 yards, you had Ellie with 89 yards, five touchdowns between the two. But I thought their blocking on the Faber reverse was just tremendous. They completely sealed off the whole defense, and all that Faber had to do was just beat one guy. But as far as the whole game, pass protection, running, they did a tremendous job up front.
Yes, they did. And I just think that's a credit to, you know, those kids personally. And the thing that they had a lot have going for them is they're very smart in the classroom. And so Coach Tesmer throws a lot at them and gets them prepared, but yet those kids respond so well because they can handle things in the classroom that transfers over to the football field. And then if you were – some people hopefully didn't leave early, but you talked about our first offensive line. Wow, that second offensive line that we put out there, they did a great job. And Nick Brulier had some great runs. And so, you know, it's neat to see that not only that our first team can come in and do something, but our younger kids can come in and continue, you know, doing what we've done throughout the game.
So all in all, you take a look at your performance here today. Yeah, you gave up some yardage. Yeah, you gave up some points, but you got to be extremely happy with what you got done between the two end zones here.
Very much so. We win and we move on. So, you know, it's one of those things, as I said, we had a few miscues, you know, and kids will be kids. You know, we just hope that, you know, we learn from that, and we know that it's not only the people on the field, but a couple of our miscues, we need to communicate from the sidelines better also. So that's something that, you know, I always talk about in practice. It's not only the guys on the field that are part of the game, but the guys on the sidelines that are a part of the game. And so, you know, it's just minor errors that we made that turned in and gave them some, you know, some fire real quick. And so, you know, and that's a good team out there. You know, 4-4 is kind of deceiving because, you know, and then – as the coach said in the paper the other day, well, we put a lot of points up against teams that were 4-28 or whatever. Well, they put a lot of points up against teams because they're a good team, and you know they understand what they want to do, and they're pretty good at it. But you know, I'm gonna steal Bob Fish's line that our Jimmies and Joes were pretty good today, and so that was something that carried us to that victory.
Coach, do you have any concern? We normally see a very disciplined St. Cecilia football team each and every week, but today several penalties. Lots of mistakes, some fumbles out there, some muff putt return from Matt Kissinger. Concerns going on down the road here with the amount of mistakes that were made today?
Not really. I just think that, you know, while they will be a concern, but there'll be things that we can address and things that we can correct. It's not something that are glaring weaknesses for us, but, you know, a couple of our penalties, I think, as you said, the guy threw the ball 60 times, and so, you know, we were trying to get off the ball, and then, you know, they came up, and they knew that we had our ears pinned back, and we were going to come after them. So, you know, in a couple of those third and short, fourth and short, they really got us going, and so, you know, that's something that we will address, we will work on, but kids will be kids, and so they'll bounce back, and they'll be ready to go, and they know that, you know, our hands are going to be full this week, because the rematch sometimes doesn't always favor the, you know, the team that won, because we, you know, some, you may be overconfident, but I know that Coach Tesmer won't allow us to be. And our kids, as they said at the game, we got four more left, and so their goal is to play four more games, and that's something that I think we can keep the kids focused on the next few days of practice.
Coach, did your defense get frustrated because of the quick release that Stewart had? Like you said, you couldn't get to him, didn't get the pressure that you wanted. You really had to let him just sit back there for the 1 or 2 seconds to get rid of it. Was that a thing that really confused you guys or frustrated you guys defensively?
I think it was just somewhat of a thing that we hadn't seen it. You know, you said 60 passes. I don't know if teams have thrown the ball 60 times on us in 8 games. And so it was one of those things that we really wanted to emphasize, not give up the big play. Don't give up the big play. And so a little bit we might have been on our heels because we did get a good push. We did get to them. But, you know, they just ran those short routes. They ran the hook. They ran the out. And the jailbreak screen and things like that. And so, you know, it's a great game for us because we won't see another, you know, a team that can do things that well, you know, in the passing game down the road, I don't assume. And if they do, we've been through it once. We've been successful. We're able to move on, and we're able to learn from it. So we just got to, you know, thank the kids for their preparation and, you know, getting after it again today.
Well, briefly, injury-wise, noticed again today, Zach Stirrup on the sidelines, also Blake Brulette on the sidelines. I think other than that, you got through the game what appeared to be pretty much injury-free. But the condition on those two, are they going to be expected back in the lineup anytime soon?
Well, we'll see. You know, Blake Brulette said today he's a lot better today than he was yesterday, and I know he rode the bike and stuff before the game, so he was working on that. Zach Stirrup still will be day-to-day, you know, with getting cleared by a doctor, so we'll see, you know, where he is for the next game. But, you know, we've played 3 games without Zach, and I think our kids have really stepped up, and that'll be just a bonus. When, you know, we get Zach back, it'll just be another cog, you know, another weapon in our machine that we can, you know, really count on. But again, we just, you know, Trey Wilhelms, Colinelli, they've stepped in where Zach's been. Joe Wallmeyer stepped in on defense. You know, Bryce Faber and Jace Jackson have come back and played where Blake's been playing. So we've been fortunate enough that we're able to put in, you know, juniors and seniors into spots where in C2 a lot of people probably put sophomores in. And so we're just going to go with what we have and try to get everybody prepared and, you know, see what we got next Wednesday night. And let's hope it's back here at Duncan Field.
We're getting used to it now, Coach. We are. We're getting used to Duncan Field. Hopefully we'll be back here next week. We'll see. Congratulations again on the win. That's Randy Ahrens, the defensive coordinator for Hastings St. Cecilia. The Hawks win it here by the score of 62-21 over the Bayard Tigers here this afternoon. Again, the two teams putting up 830 yards of total offense here in this ball game. We'll take one more break and come back. You're listening to High School Football.
You're invited to the Plumbing Showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The Plumbing Showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Acroline air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the Plumbing Showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply Incorporated.
So St. Cecilia wins it here this afternoon, winning over Bayard by the score of 62-21 after leading 28-7 at halftime. St. Cecilia 9-0 in the season. They'll play Donovan Trumbull or Sutton coming up next Wednesday night. And depending on who wins tonight and who loses, we'll find out where the side is next Wednesday. Bayard is now finished for the season. The record of 4 wins and 5 losses, but a very entertaining day, very nice day here this afternoon at Duncan Field, and St. Cecilia comes out here with a win.
Well, it really was. It started out a little breezy here today. With the last couple of days, we were kind of concerned about what the wind situation was going to be, and we were worried it was going to kick up. It went down. A beautiful day right now, standing here basking in the sunshine. But, yeah, what electricity. 126 offensive plays between the two teams, 74 of them by the Bayard Tigers, but they combined for an unbelievable 830 total yards of offense. So if you were in the stands, a very entertaining football game. But more importantly, the St. Cecilia Bluehawks win. They advance, they move on, and continue to keep their goals intact. And that is 4 more games and to win the Class C2 state championship in football.
Well, if you are in tune with some more football, we've got it right now on ESPN 1550 KICS. Kennesaw wrapping things up with Sandhills Thetford this afternoon. At last check, Kennesaw had the lead over Sandhills Thetford by the score of 50-34. They were starting the fourth quarter there, so the conclusion of that ball game on 1550 KICS. Tonight, we'll get you the Kearney Catholic Blue Hill game on ESPN 1550 KICS. And then over on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, we'll have Giltner as they will take on Dorchester tonight. That ball game gets underway at 6:30 with a pregame show, 7 o'clock for the kickoff. So more football coming your way tonight on a network of stations. Hope you enjoy this one. It was a good one here this afternoon. Hastings St. Cecilia knocks off Bayard by the score of 62-21. For my producer and engineer, back to the radio station, Rob Osmond. For Jimmy Purcell, I'm Mike Will, wishing a very pleasant good afternoon from Hastings.
The Coach's Postgame Show has been brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings. High school football has been a sports presentation of Platte River Radio.